Getting set for the start of the 90th Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Basketball Tournament Championship. It's the number one seed Ellington taking on the 2 West County in a rematch of a year ago. Joining us on the pregame, the head coach of the Ellington Whippets, Jeremy Peterson. Coach, familiar squad from a year ago, maybe some different faces, different names out there on both sides. But what do you have to do to repeat?
Well, we've got to play Ellington basketball. You said a familiar squad. We've got a year under our belt, the tournament title under our belt, and hopefully that proves to be worth something this afternoon. But we've got to play our game, and obviously, you know, I've got to know you the last couple of years. It revolves around turnovers, free throws, and rebounds. So.
Every time. And you've got a team that can get out and really force the turnovers across the way in West County. They're a team that last night were up and down the floor, really causing havoc. What do you have to do to slow that down and get into your half-court set?
Well, we've made some minute adjustments from last night. You know, Arcadia Valley give us fits the entire game, but really give us fits first quarter. You know, our guards just got to take care of it, make some better decisions, and we can't try to beat that pressure 2-on-5, 3-on-5. We've got to have 5 guys that can catch it and make some decisions and move and whatnot. But West County's going to pose the same problems for us tonight. I mean, I watched last night, and then I watched their first round game, and I think at one time I counted about 5 or 6 different defenses they threw at South Iron last night, and they do that purposely. I mean, that's going to keep you disrupted and never be able to get an offensive flow, but hopefully we can make some better decisions with the basketball, at least from the start. And we settled down last night and started making some better decisions towards the second half. But it's what it boils down to. I guarantee it's going to boil down to the turnover margin and rebounding-wise as well. West County is probably the biggest team we will have faced in this tournament. And we've won the rebounding total the previous 2 games, but West County's going to give us some problems there.
Any thoughts on how they use their 4 and 5? They're more of a stretch, really, than anything being a post presence. Any thoughts about Marshawn having to go out to the perimeter on the defensive end?
Well, it just depends if we're going to play man or zone. But no, Marshawn can guard on the perimeter when he really wants to. It takes a little more out of him when he has to do that than we would like, especially having to use him so much on the offensive end. But you're right, West County does play a 4 and 5 stretch. Don't have a true 5-man, but I'm going to tell you right now, Marshawn's not a true 5-man either.
No, he's not.
We just have to use him like that at times.
I'll say, what do you think if you had to really pick a couple of things? I know you talk about turnovers, free throws. What are some things that you have to get out and do early well to get to set the tone for this one?
We've got to get off to a good start, number one, and that's going to go back to not turning it over, being able to beat their full court pressure, and then taking what the defense gives us. If they want to pick up full, we need to make them pay with that with some transition buckets. Hopefully, if we can do that, the pressure will lighten up and we can get in a half court set, and you know where we're going when we do that.
Absolutely. Coach, I wish you the best of luck. And if you repeat, it'll be the first time since, I think, 89 Ellington's had back-to-back. So good luck in this one.
I appreciate it, Greg. Thank you.
That's head coach of the Ellington Whippets, Jeremy Peterson. Tip-off coming up next on The Boot.
Kim, the owner of Ellington Auto Supply, reminds you that they carry all the items you need for your auto parts needs with more than 30 years of auto parts knowledge and experience. They've got you covered. And if it's not in stock at Ellington Auto Supply, well, they can order it with next day delivery. That's Ellington Auto Supply, where they treat you like family. Ellington Auto Supply, visit them today.
West St. Francis School District is proud of the area they serve. The West St. Francis School District are very supportive of the community and will continue that support for years to come. A strong community is a good community to live in. They proudly support the area's fine students and athletes. They understand that hard work and dedication is what it takes to be successful. This message brought to you by your friends at West St. Francis School District.
Catching up with the head coach of the West County Bulldogs before we start the championship game of the 90th Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Basketball Tournament. Coach of the Bulldogs, Chris LeBrier, on our pregame. And here you are back in the same scenario as a year ago. But from year to year, high school teams are never the same.
No, they're not.
So what's the outlook headed into, a technical rematch?
Yeah, we're hoping we come out with some intensity and things. Kids play hard, We're playing a lot of the same team we played last year. We've got a lot of different kids than we this year for our team. But so you never know. You know, you're dealing with kids that are 16 to 18 years old. You never know what's going to happen and things. So our kids are prepared. They're excited. And, this is our third year in a row being the finals. So it's nice to be back.
In 2014, you guys were able to take home the crown. When you look at that team compared to this team, you really can't compare the things, but you can compare this environment. What's it like to play in this kind of environment, under the lights, the big crowd behind you? I mean, pressure's everywhere.
Oh, yeah, it's neat. It's a good experience for the kids for later in the season, to play in an atmosphere like this. The only atmosphere that would probably compare to this in a tournament would be the district tournament finals. You know, it's real similar, but because of the way the crowd is and different things. So that's why the atmosphere is really neat, and everybody's right on top of you, and it's about 125 degrees in the gym. So, it's exciting. The kids enjoy it. And you can tell by the crowd that everybody else enjoys it also.
I'm kind of intrigued about the 4-5 matchup between the two teams tonight. You have Marshawn Morrissey, a big inside presence, but the guys that you have at 4-5 can shoot from outside. You're going to try and stretch them out a little bit?
Offensively, we're going to do what we do. We're not going to change what we that's the strength of our team, is running up and down the floor and shooting. And offensively, we can't change. Defensively, we might try a few different things, but what you see is what you get offensively with us.
That was kind of my next question about the different defensive looks. There were several that you had on the floor last night. How many different variances do you think that your team can present on a defensive end?
We can probably there's several that we can do, but the key is getting to loose balls, getting 50-50 balls, being the first to the floor on a loose ball. One shot on for a defensive rebound. All those things are the same exact formula for every defense you play. So and hopefully we can do that with all of them tonight.
It sounds like the general sentiment when you get into this tournament bracket, hustle can win this thing.
Oh, yeah. There's always, there's teams that have been less talented, but they play hard and they win. And I always tell my guys that. It doesn't matter if you're playing offense very well or not one night. Your defense, rebounding, and hustle can be there every single night.
Now, once again, the head coach of the West County Bulldogs, Chris LeBrier, joining us. Tip-off just around the corner. Coach, best of luck.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more on J98.
Lesterville Schools would like to take this opportunity to wish the Lesterville Bearcat basketball team the best of luck in the Thanksgiving tournament. You're a great team and have proven that you have what it takes to be winners. Everyone at Lesterville Schools is proud of the Bearcats and their coaches. Good luck on winning the tournament. Be safe and have fun. This message brought to you by the Lesterville Schools. Go Bearcats!
The Clearwater School District in Piedmont would like to take this opportunity to wish the best of luck to all the players in the AV Thanksgiving Tournament. The Clearwater School District knows that it takes a lot of time, dedication, and hard work to be a winning team. The Tigers have shown that they have what it takes to succeed. And the Clearwater School District sends the best of luck to all the players in the AV Thanksgiving Tournament.
The Orange Blossom Florist in Ellington. Their name is known for the most beautiful floral arrangements in the area. Plus, you can shop for gifts like fragrant Swan Creek candles, willow tree figurines, and they now carry wood wick candles and more. That's the Orange Blossom Florist just down from Black River Electric on Main Street in Ellington. Open Monday through Friday 9 to 5 and Saturday 9 to noon. Or call 573-663-7070.
Don's Place in Ellington, the home of quality Clark Gasoline, invites you to stop in and check out their great stuff food and hot stuff pizza. Anytime is a good time for hot stuff. How about a smash hit sub made fresh to order and fast? Don's Place is open 7 days a week to serve your needs with quality Clark Gasoline or hot stuff food. Don's Place in Ellington, a proud supporter of the community they serve.
Welcome back into our Coles Tractor and Equipment halftime/pregame/postgame. as we get set to transition from the third place game into the championship game. I'm Greg Armbruster. I will have the call of this championship game that is a rematch from a year ago, and that rematch features the Ellington Whippets, the overall number one seed in this 2016 field, taking on the second-seeded West County Bulldogs. West County has been in the championship game three consecutive seasons, winning their only AV tournament championship in 2014. For the Ellington Whippets, they are the defending champion. And other than South Iron, nobody's won this back-to-back in just about 20 years. The last time Ellington won back-to-back, 1989 was their second victory on that back-to-back, 88-89, and I was just, that was the most important year of my life. I was learning how to eat. Like, walking came not long after.
I didn't exist yet.
You didn't exist yet, so, and, coming back to things that didn't exist, when this tournament started, thank you, when this tournament started, basketball really did not exist. This is 90 years running. If you think about the NBA, that started, the 50s and the 60s. So this tournament's older than the NBA. It's basically older than coachable basketball. When basketball was invented, they didn't think you could coach the sport. Here we are 90 years later, 90 years strong. The crowd here is unbelievable. If you want to get an idea of the environment that these kids are playing in, we just tweeted out a video of this crowd during warm-ups. You can find that at MIMO Info Sports. I want to thank some of our sponsors for helping us broadcast this game and be one of the best seats in the house on Thanksgiving night, such as McCormick Ellington Telecom of Ellington, Clearwater R1 School Districts in Piedmont, First Aid Community Bank of Farmington, Orange Blossom Cafe of Ellington, and Cheryl's Mini Marts in Annapolis. About 1 minute until we start this contest. Let's go ahead and run through our starting lineups for our championship teams. But first, we'll take a short pause and step aside for our nation's anthem. We'll be back in 90 seconds on J98.
If you're ready for the best burger and shake that you'll find anywhere, Spooners in Ellington should be your destination. In fact, they specialize in the juiciest Spooner burger you'll ever eat. But you can also find other delicious made-to-order items on their menu. Just to name a few, the Spooner Joe, Chicken Tender Sandwich, BLT Wrap Taco Salad, and the list goes on. And at Spooners, you can't leave without some of their soft-serve ice cream. That's Spooners on North 2nd Street in Ellington, where your spoon runneth over.
The next time you're passing through Annapolis, make a quick stop at Cheryl's Mini Mart on Highway 49. They've got a little bit of everything, groceries, milk, snacks, even a deli. And don't forget their delicious buffet-style pizza. You can get your gas, lottery tickets, and much more, all in one quick and convenient stop. They are expanding with more seating, a bigger menu, daily specials, ATM, and more. Cheryl's Mini Mart, open 7 days a week. Wish the best of luck to South Iron Athletics.
When you have a concrete job, Poleit Ready Mix is the name to remember. Poleit Ready Mix has been in business for 3 decades, and they're locally owned and operated, with 8 locations servicing Washington, Iron, St. Francis, and now Reynolds and Carter counties. And in addition to their already great service, Poleit Ready Mix offers several trucks and a concrete conveyor. Contact the Poleit Ready Mix nearest you for a no-obligation estimate today. That's Poleit Ready Mix.
Welcome back courtside from Arcadia Valley High School for the 90th Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament Championship game, featuring the one versus the two, the one being Ellington, the defending champion of this tournament, will take on for the second year in a row the second-seeded West County Bulldogs. Running through the starting five, we'll start with the technical visitors, the West County Bulldogs. They'll be wearing the purple uniforms with a white and silver trim, says Bulldogs across the back. The starting five for West County, wearing number 15, a 5'10" senior, Brendan Pingle. Number 22, the 6'3" senior, the heart and soul of this offense, that's Jacob Miner-Sagan. The point guard, the point man, it's number 33, 5'10" senior, Matt Momot. And playing at the 4 and the 5, Jared Barnett, number 44, a 6'3 senior, accompanied in that front court by number 52, also a 6'3 senior in Jared Jones. And for the defending champion, the one seed, the Ellington Whippets, they'll start number 0, the big man, big baby, 6'4 senior, Marshawn Morrissey. The backcourt for the Ellington Whippets, number 11, Justin Tripp, a 6-foot senior. He'll be paired up with D. Fitzgerald, a 5'10 senior, who wears number 12. Jacob Richards, a big factor in yesterday's contest. He wears number 25 in the starting lineup at the four, the 6'1" senior. And rounding out the starting five for the Ellington Whippets, wearing number 40, a 6'6" senior, Wesley Sharp. Just about time to get this going. You can hear the crowd already raucous. We had a great third place game between Arcadia Valley and South Iron that saw the host top South Iron. AV wins that one 63-60. This game is definitely expected to have some serious highlight potential between these two very athletic teams. And as far as comparing the two teams that met a year ago, you cannot. Important factors not back this year on both sides. Parker Forshey sitting in the front row, a big factor in West County's success a year ago. And Sean Chilton graduated a year ago, the point guard for this Ellington Whippet team a year ago. In the circle, it's Jacob Minersagan at 6'3", stepping up to Marshawn Morrissey, listed at 6'4". For some reason, there's 3 inches of difference between the two.
They just have the spiked hair, too.
The ball is up. The tip won by Ellington. Morrissey tips it into the backcourt to Richards, and we are underway. We sit at the end of the court in Arcadia Valley. The Whippets work away from us. West County towards us. Richards at the top of the key in between the circles, holds the basketball, kicks left. Quick trigger from Fitzgerald, left wing, short on the shot. Richards up and over to pull down the offensive board. Shot won't go, and Morrissey rips away an offensive board. He goes up, his shot short, and another offensive board, this time Wesley Sharp. Three offensive rebounds, bodies hit the deck, and Brandon Hubbard says out of bounds, West County Bulldogs.
At the very beginning, Coach LeBrier for West County, you cannot let your team give up three offensive boards like that. That's going to drive a coach mad.
And that's really what plagued West County in their two previous games against Ellington, just getting dominated on the glass. And Coach LeBrier emphasized they have to make sure that doesn't happen tonight. West County, first offensive try, gets it into the low block. And the shot altered by Wesley Sharp on the defensive end. It was Jared Jones going up. Here's Sharp with the basketball, taking it across midcourt. Kicks to the left to Tripp on the left wing. He'll dribble up to the top, pass from wing to wing on the right side, Fitzgerald. Back to Tripp on the left side. Face up guarded, looks like man-to-man so far for West County. A pass to the right, D. Fitzgerald on the right wing, up top of the key, it's Marshawn Morrissey. Thought about the triple, now he's going to drive, draw the double team, kick out, Tripp from the left side for three, strong in the shot. Rebound, Minersagan. Here come the West County Bulldogs, still scoreless, over a minute into this contest. Kicks back outside, a dribble drive, gets penetration, sets up Minersagan, goes block to block. The shot goes up strong off glass, and Morrissey pulls down the board for the Whippets. No points, 90 seconds in. Trip to the top of the key, directs traffic, points out Sharp to his left. Takes it to the right to Fitzgerald on the wing. Up top, it's Jacob Richards. Into the far corner, finds Tripp, he'll put it on the floor. Wing to wing, a wild pass, finds D. Fitzgerald on the right side of the floor at the top of the key. Morrissey, the trigger from downtown, off left, and we are still scoreless. 2 minutes gone in this contest.
West County's not afraid of their threes. They're letting them shoot their threes, and so far they've missed them all.
I think they're welcoming them, and now Minersagan tries to fire off a three. It goes off the mark. The rebound tipped away by Morrissey, and it will stay with West County. Zeros on the board, 5:53 in the first quarter still to go. Inbounds comes from Pingle, left side of the bucket along his own baseline. A long look, surveys the defense, struggling to find somebody.
Didn't get it.
And the whistle comes in. Took too long to get that one in, and a turnover gives it to Ellington. Still looking for points. Inbounds from Fitzgerald to Tripp, leisurely across midcourt as West County set up in the half court. Man-to-man defense. Trip to the right side of the floor. Ellington not really working much off the ball. Now they'll start to as Morrissey comes to the top of the key. He's going to put it on the floor with the left hand. Pass it inside looking for Richards. Richards draws contact. Shot won't fall, but he'll head to the free throw line. We might have points very soon.
Maybe. Pingle gets the first foul of the game.
Richards at the free throw line. Nothing but nylon, and we have points on the board. Jacob Richards gives the Whippets the 1-0 lead. Richards, 18 points yesterday, never shot a free throw.
Three bounces, spins it in the left hand, bends the knees, and flips it. Two for two. And it's an early 2-0 lead for the Ellington Whippets. Took forever to get points. Momont brings it across midcourt, a handoff exchange at the top, leaves it with Miner Shagan. He'll go across the floor and gets called for the walk. He tried to go with a Euro step, thought about the pro hop midway. You can't do both. Inbounds from Sharp to Tripp. The Whippets in the orange and white take it across midcourt. Tripp takes it to the left, runs into a double team, circles back, passes to the right wing to Marshawn Morrissey. Face up guarded right now by Jared Jones. From wing to wing, it's Tripp. Tripp head fakes, gets it inside, baseline going to Richards, and it'll come back the other way as this one goes out of bounds off of Richards. We stay 2-0 with 5:02 to play in the opening quarter. Inbounds from Jones to Moe. Across the timeline. A pass to his right to Pingle. Pingle back up top. They'll swing it around from Barnett to Moe. Up top, Miner Shagan. Clean look at the three. And it rattles out. The rebound tipped back towards midcourt. Miner Shagan slides into the front row and literally just slid and hit his face off of the bottom stanchion.
He's okay, though.
Yeah, he's a gamer.
Good idea by Pingle, though, to try to smack that one outside the arc, see if someone was there to get it. Almost got the rebound off of that.
Love those kind of plays. Stuff you don't see in the stat sheet. Here's Tripp, the inbounds into the backcourt, into the frontcourt pass to Fitzgerald. Along the left side baseline, it's Marshawn Morrissey. Crossover dribble. He'll take it back out to the perimeter. They'll swing it around. Up top, it's Sharp. Sharp puts it on the floor with the right hand. Face up guarded by Miner Shagan. He'll switch with Tripp on the right wing. Pass bounced up top to Richards, who kicks left to Fitzgerald. Guarded by Momont. They'll go back up top with Morrissey. Guarded by Jones. He waves Tripp over to the top. No screen set. They'll just kick it to the left. It's Wesley Sharp. The right-hand dribble. Crossover trying to go inside. Runs into defense at the left elbow. The pass wildly thrown up. Momont takes it away. 4 minutes to play, and this one's going to be tipped. It'll stay with West County as it goes out of bounds along the near baseline.
That last steal was set up by Jared Jones, who got off of Morrissey, realized he could cover him and double-team.
4 minutes into this contest, 2-0 in favor of the Ellington Whippets. A timeout on the floor, just a 30. That'll allow me to say thank you to some of our sponsors for putting me back here for another year, like Ellington Auto Supply of Ellington, American Family Agent Ronnie Gibbs of Ironton, Lesterville Schools in Lesterville, and Don's Place of Ellington. Just a 2-0 score, but stats still brought to you by State Farm agent Eric Schweiss. We'll have stats of the game, stats of the night, and stats of the tournament after the conclusion of this contest.
Indeed, here's your scoring recap. Jacob Richards with two.
Two for two from the line. That's all 7 seconds of your scoring recap. As we come out of the timeout, that was called by the Ellington Whippets, 3:59 on the first quarter clock. Baseline inbound set to come in as Pratt makes an appearance in the contest, along with Nate Kennard. Bounce pass comes in to Momont. They'll swing it around back up top, looking for Reed Pratt. He'll go to his right. Miner Shagan rotates up top in between the circles. Has the right-handed dribble. Directing traffic. Crossover. Richards bites on the crossover. Miner Shagan goes under and draws the foul down low. Who are they going to call this on? And it looks like it's going to go on Morrissey.
Morrissey has his hands on his head. Yeah, that's just a great job by Miner Shagan. It's one of those times he knew he didn't have a chance of ever making that shot, but he knew how to adjust his body to get the contact and draw the foul.
And when you have a big body like Morrissey, you can make collisions look a whole lot worse.
Yeah.
West County looking to get on the board. And they do so as Miner Shagan knocks in the front end of this.
No field goals yet from either team.
So strange.
Made field goals, I should say.
A lot of them missed. Second attempt is up and down. We are knotted up at two all. All free throws. Sharp has the inbounds on the baseline. Full court pressure implied by the West County Bulldogs. Morrissey, 70 feet away from his bucket, puts it on the floor. And it'll be shadowed by Jones as he crosses the timeline. Takes it over to the scorer's table. Back to the left side. Passes left. Finds Tripp on the wing. Tripp, chest pass right to Fitzgerald. They'll swing it into the left side near the corner, in between the corner and the wing. And a pass from corner to corner looking for Fitzgerald. Couldn't handle it. And it goes out of bounds at West County. We'll have the basketball and a chance to take their first lead of the contest.
Devontae Miller in for the first time for the Whippets. He replaces Fitzgerald.
Miller not very active in last night's game in the first half. Finished with five all in the second half. Pratt brings it across the timeline. Over to Momont. Up top, they've got Miner Shagan with Sharp on him. We'll try to go up and over Sharp. It rattles out. Rebound pulled down by Richards. Here go the Whippets back the other way with Wesley Sharp taking it across with the right hand. Sharp crossover at the top of the key. Passes left to Devontae Miller. Miller two bounces up top to Richards. Man up defense for West County. Got Pratt with Tripp. Bounce pass to Morrissey. Stuck in the corner. Double team comes his way. Bounces a pass around the double team. They find Sharp up top. Strong off the back iron from downtown. And here go the West County Bulldogs trying to run in transition. Momont pulls up from the free throw line. Off back iron. Shot won't fall. And Sharp cleans up the glass. 2:22 to play, tied at two. Into the front court, Sharp passes to Tripp. Miller has it between the circles, guarded by Momont. Good matchup here. Clear space, looking for Sharp, tipped away by Minersagan as Sharp was slashing to the basket. Good play by Minersagan to get in the lane.
Barnett is in and Jones is out for West County. You know, both teams have had some looks, but both defensive have done a great job. A lot of the shots these teams have gotten have not been high-percentage shots.
And something that West County has that AV didn't last night is a number of big bodies to put on Morrissey. And a foul's called prior to the inbounds. Away from the inbounds, it looked like it was who was guarding Morrissey on that one. And sure enough, Barnett. He comes in and gets called for the foul quickly. Baseline inbounds. Now Morrissey will be the one looking to get it in. Taking a lot of time here, finds Miller right in front of him in the corner. Miller will dribble up top, and he's going to be fouled by Momont. Miller sold that one. Holy cow. Put an Academy Award nominee up for this fella.
He did a very quick head thrust back. Good work.
Sometimes it's what you got and what they think you got.
That's three now on West County.
2:07 to play in the first quarter. Four total points, tied at two. Nearly an over and back. The pass tipped up by Minersagan. He's got a three on one. He'll go around the defender, gets the bucket, and has the and one opportunity. The make and the misdemeanor has West County out front.
He did the flex, screamed in excitement, got a high five. Body language fired up.
It takes 6 minutes of game time until we see a field goal. Minersagan all four for the Bulldogs.
Foul on Tripp.
Can he convert on the and one? No, he cannot. Rebound one by Ellington. Morrissey. He'll take it up the floor. Crosses over the double team that comes his way. A pass down low looking for Richards. Too much on it. Richards couldn't handle it. Slipped right out of his hand. Rolls out baseline. Goes to West County. 1:49 to play in the first. Inbounds comes from Kennard to Pratt. Pratt looks to Coach LeBrier before he crosses midcourt, gets the play. Over to Minersagan, right wing, steps inside, and blocked from behind by Sharp. What a pretty block, and it goes to the Ellington Whippets. Wow.
That's so hard to do from behind to avoid body contact with your body and also to avoid hitting a wrist. Great block.
He's listed at 6'6". He's probably got about a 6'9 wingspan. Tripp gets it into Sharp, right back to Tripp. Double team, somebody's got to come and bail him out. Here's Morrissey into the backcourt. They've got a cross, able to do so as Morrissey takes it by himself. Pro hops through the middle and draws a foul through the way into the paint as purple was everywhere on that drive.
Another one of those times where you know you're not going to get a good look off, but all you need to do is draw the foul, and Minersagan gets his team's fourth and his first personal.
4-2, the foul situation with the Bulldogs sitting at four. Morrissey at the free throw line. Flips it up and in. And 3 points for Ellington in the opening quarter, all at the free throw line.
Fitzgerald's back in.
If you would have told either coach, they would only have maybe 4 points with 90 seconds to go. As Morrissey misses the second, but Sharp pulls down the board. And a chance for Ellington to take the lead, and they will. 5-4 with a minute 20 to go in the opening quarter. A bizarre low-scoring game with Ellington a one-point edge. Minersagan brings it across back to Pratt as he's got his heels on the circle in the center of the court. Momont, right wing. Up top, Kennard. They'll swing it around to the left side to Pratt. Back up top, Minersagan guarded by Wesley Sharp. They'll go inside, looking to go over Morrissey. Was Barnett unable to do so? And the Ellington Whippets have it with less than a minute to go. 9 total points in the opening quarter so far, 5-4. He's got to get bailed out. Miller can't get it across. Able to do so in just the nick of time to Richards. Richards draws a foul. No, he's going to be called for the double dribble. 42.7 seconds and a turnover on Ellington gives it back to the Bulldogs. It'll be Jared Jones throwing it in from the far baseline as the Bulldogs have to go full length of the floor. Momot leisurely brings it up. LeBrier calls out the play from the bench. Momot passes to his left. Right back up top. It's Jones driving through and lights up Morrissey. Oh, wow. They're going to call that on West County. And Morrissey fired up about drawing the charge right there on Jones.
It's a hard collision. I'm not sure Morrissey's feet were entirely set, but when a collision is that hard a lot of times, that'll go in favor of the defender.
Check the Richter scale, and you'll see it spike on that collision. Two of the biggest bodies in this tournament smashing into each other.
West County now with 5 fouls already, though. That could be a factor once we get to the second quarter.
Miller with the inbounds on the baseline. Can't get it in. Finally able to get it in to Fitzgerald. Full court. Pressure put on by West County. Morrissey trapped in the backcourt, and he's going to lose the basketball. It rolls away from him. Bodies are going to hit the deck. Going down to get it is Jared Jones, and he catches it on the out-of-bounds line on the sideline.
He got possession, but yeah, he had the ball in his hand and his forearm on the out-of-bounds line. The referee right on top of it. Good call.
Good job, Brandon Hubbard, making that call. Sideline inbounds from Fitzgerald to Morrissey in the backcourt. 15, 14, 13. 12, get your internal clock running. Morrissey tries to pass it, and it's tipped away. Jones with a 2-on-3. Here's the minor shaking down on the block, and a foul's going to be called with 5.7. The foul called on the floor. That'll be the third on Ellington in the quarter.
You know, it's amazing when you get a 5-4 quarter, your initial instinct if you're not watching this game is, well, that's probably pretty boring. This game is far from that. This has been a fun one.
And that was the second on Morrissey. 5-4, have to get a shot off. Vincent bounces, minor shaking, pulls up, gets it off in time, and well off the mark. 5-4? 5-4? Are you kidding me? That's our first quarter score. Defense has been the story so far. The Whippets a 1-point edge, 5-4, in very strange fashion. We'll be back in 1 minute to start the second quarter of play on J98.
West St. Francis School District is proud of the area they serve. The West St. Francis School District are very supportive of the community and will continue that support for years to come. A strong community is a good community to live in. They proudly support the area's fine students and athletes. They understand that hard work and dedication is what it takes to be successful. This message brought to you by your friends at West St. Francis School District.
You're used to banking on the go, using your smartphone to make a deposit, getting text alerts for balance and purchase info. Did you know that First State Community Bank offers those mobile banking services? And you'll even be able to turn your debit card on and off. All from the app, we can provide great mobile banking technology with the personalized small-town service that you deserve. See our team today to open your account. We'll make it easy to make a switch. First State Community Bank, success starts here. Member FDIC, online at fscb.com.
Welcome back courtside from Arcadia Valley High School. One quarter in the books for the championship game. And if you guessed the score, bravo. 5-4 after the opening 8 minutes of play in favor of the Ellington Whippets.
Uh-oh, someone messed up at the scores table.
It looks like before we get...
I think they're checking the possession arrow.
That's why I was wondering. Ellington was about to inbounds, but they won the tip. Now it'll be Minor Sagan walking over to the left sideline. Throws it into the backcourt to Momot. 5-4. Here we go. Quarter number two. Vincent swings it around. Ends up with Momot on the left wing. Vincent then rolls around baseline. Up top, Minor Sagan. Good look at the three. Short on the shot. Rebound. Vincent rotates out to the left block. Pump fakes. Gets some room. Can't get the second opportunity to go up. And Morrissey gets the rebound.
I got him with 4.
And a foul called on Momot as he bumps Fitzgerald crossing midcourt right in front of the scorer's table.
So Momot now, team foul 6, his second. Ellington only 3 fouls by comparison.
7:37 to play in the first half. A total of 9 points in the contest. If you're just tuning in, the Ellington Whippets 5, West County just 4. All 4 from Jacob Minersagan. The inbounds in front of the scorer's table comes in to Marson Morrissey. He's got it at the top of the key. Passes over to the right in front of the West County bench. It's D. Fitzgerald, guarded by Momod. Into the far corner, Marshawn Morrissey. A screen set by Fitzgerald, then Richards. Morrissey will use both to bring it around. Into the far corner, now it's Wesley Sharp, guarded by Minersagan. This has been a good matchup to watch so far. On the right wing, Tripp, guarded by Vincent. Man-up defense for West County. Fitzgerald on the left wing. Neither offense can get anything going. Here's Morrissey on the left elbow, takes it inside. Low block off of the contact, draws the foul, can't get the shot to go, and Jared Jones is going to get called for his second. More often than not, you see Morrissey make that. Probably not too used to dealing with a guy matching his size.
No, Jones has done a great job pretty much all game. That was Morrissey finally, I think, getting fed up. Okay, I'm getting inside. I haven't had a chance yet. I'm going to make it happen.
And he hit like a ton of bricks after contact, but he's headed to the line.
And now Ellington in the bonus for the rest of the quarter.
Wow. As Morrissey misses the free throw.
1 for 3 at the line for him.
Three bounces, short spin, shots up, and he misses both. Rebound won by Jones and the Bulldogs, sticking at 5-4, a minute in. Momot offset left of the circles, over to Jones on the wing. Guarded by Richards, up top, Barnett. He'll have Momot come take it away from him at the top of the key in between the circles. Jones to Minersagan. They're going to reset. Minersagan, handoff exchange to Momot. We'll see a new play from the Bulldogs. Over to Vincent on the left wing, trying to get it inside. It's Jones on the low block, guarded by Richards. Good defense by Richards, tipped out. Here's Ellington in transition, the best opportunity they've had offensively so far. Sharp goes up and short on the shot. Fighting for the rebound, it'll stay with the Ellington Whippets.
I've got Ellington almost 2-1 rebounds right now, 11-6.
And a 1-point margin, 5-4, favoring the defending champion, the Ellington Whippets. Morrissey, the baseline inbounds.
Significantly more rebounds than points right now.
It's such a weird game so far. A lob pass down low to Sharp on the baseline. Bounces it out. Richards pump fakes. Defense bites. Richards can't make the most of it. Tipped on the rebound. Won by Vincent. Momot streaks down the left side of the floor. Pulls up. Stops the dribble. He'll have help to reset the dribble. Take it in between the circles. Face up guarded by D. Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald. Shadows Momot as the pass goes to Vincent on the left wing. They find Minersagan slashing to the basket, uses Morrissey, draws the contact, and gets it to go off glass. Minersagan all 6 for West County. Tripped the inbounds. Morrissey has it 80 feet from the bucket. Lobs it down low for Sharp. Sharp draws contact, can't get the shot to go, and Minersagan's going to be called for the foul. He does not agree.
That's his second, team foul number 8. One of the things that's impressed me the most about Marshawn Morrissey, you know, he's your big body inside, but he's such a good ball handler and great at passing. That was a long pass, but he got it right on target to set up Sharp.
I asked him earlier, I said, what's better, the dunk or the pass, as Sharp knocks in the free throw, and he actually thought about it for a second, but you can guess that he said the dunk.
Well, the dunk's more fun, but the pass is often more important.
That's what the whole team said before he could even answer. Oh, the dunk, man, no doubt about it. Tied at 6 all after Sharp's first free throw. He can swing the lead back to Ellington. If he makes this, he does so. He goes 2 for 2 from the stripe, 7-6. Whippets, 5:35 to play in the half. That is the correct score. Pratt brings it across the timeline, bounces right. Vincent finds Minersagan rolling around. He'll go into the low block and rejected by Wesley Sharp. But Pratt's going to end up with a basketball. Good look at the bucket, Pratt. Good follow-up on the miss and gives his team the lead, 8-7. Trip on the baseline, throws it in to Morrissey. Morrissey will be shadowed by Marnette up the left side of the floor. Has to pick up the dribble, runs into the trap, gets rid of it. They'll swing it around. Here's Sharp, a good look at the three from the right wing. Yes, sir, Wesley Sharp hits the triple from the right wing. 10 points for Ellington. They lead it 10-8. Pratt trails right in the front court. Bounce pass to Vincent on the right wing. Up top to Kennard. Over the AV Tiger logo on the left wing. They'll swing it back up top, Minersagan. Tries to go into the lane. Morrissey there, alters the shot, then gets the miss. Hands it off to Sharp, and the Whippets go back the other way with a 2-point edge. Here's Sharp, a transition three, ugly as they get. Shot off the mark, rebound off of West County, I believe off of Pratt, who was stepped on.
Richards did a great job saving that by throwing it off of Pratt, who's a little slow to get up.
And Pratt gingerly off the floor.
Here's a fun stat for you. 10-8, seven lead changes.
Wow.
No team is led by more than two.
Inbounds from the left side of the bucket on the baseline. Comes into Richards up top. Over to Tripp. Tripp drives, kicks back out to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald throws it into the front row. Somehow Sharp almost went up 10.5 feet to save it. Skipped off his fingers.
Now Miller coming back in for Tripp. So that's the only non-member of the starting five on the floor.
We'll continue to see point guard by committee for the Whippets. Backcourt inbounds, comes into Momot, into the front court, right wing, Minor Sagan. Guarded by Sharp, up top Kennard. He'll swing it around to Vincent. Jones has it between the circles, guarded by Richards. Good move by Jones to clear some space, but it's rejected. Morrissey rejected off of his teammate, and then West County comes up with it, and Vincent gets a bucket out of it. Here's the Whippets in transition. Morrissey on the left wing, drives, slashes into the paint, hangs, floats, and finishes. Finally gets the inside presence he's been dying to create and swings the lead back to Ellington. 12-10, 3:33 to play in the first half. Minor Sagan along the right sideline. Tries to drive into the right wing. Closed off, passes to Momot. Corner three, shot won't fall strong. Off the iron, and Morrissey ends up with it. They'll go back the other way. It's Miller with a good look from the left wing. Passes off to Morrissey. He'll pull the trigger from outside. Can't get the shot to go. Richards cleans up on the offensive glass. Goes back up. Can't get the shot to go again. The tip drill goes out of bounds. It will give it to the West County Bulldogs. What a game we've had so far. Low scoring, but the intensity is there. Neither team's defense will budge. Momot brings it up for the Bulldogs. To his left on the wing to Vincent. Up top, Minor Sagan, quick trigger on the three. Off back iron, shot won't fall. Richards tracks down the board. Double team comes his way. Momot knocks it out of bounds. And Ellington will have it with 2:53. They'll have to go the length of the floor. And it's a corner, left corner baseline inbounds coming for Justin Tripp. The 6-foot senior, scoreless in the contest, gets it into Morrissey. Double team comes his way in a hurry. He'll bounce it into the front court to Devontae Miller. Miller crosses over Minor Sagan, passes to the left to Tripp. Tripp takes it up top, back to Miller on the right wing. Inside, right block, double team, closes on Morrissey. Tries to pass, no look over his shoulder, throws it away. Minor Sagan down the left sideline, looks for a lane to drive through, and he's going to be called for the over-under. And if he doesn't get called for that, I think he's going to end up drawing a foul on Morrissey, so that's big.
That's the right call.
You're absolutely right. The right call. Big, big break there for Ellington. Two-point edge and the basketball. Into the backcourt, it's Morrissey. Double team comes his way. Kennard and Vincent. Bounce pass. Miller will take it across the timeline down the right side. Into the right wing to Tripp. Left-handed dribble brings it back to the top of the key. The left wing, Devontae Miller. Now Sharp has it. Offset left of the key. Head fake, trying to drive inside. Create some space. Has to give it up to Miller. Miller takes it over to Tripp on the right side on the wing. Walks around the perimeter, penetrates right elbow, gets caught up, passes down low. Richards baseline up and under, can't get the shot to go. Rebound comes down to Morrissey, fights it back away from Minor Sagan, drives inside, and a whistle comes in under the bucket. And a block's going to be called, and that'll put Morrissey at the free throw line. Still not in the double yet.
It's number nine, but I think that was Jones, and indeed that's his third foul, and he's been the big reason why Morrissey only has one field goal in the game.
Yeah, and Jones in foul trouble. Three fouls with 2 minutes to play as Morrissey's at the stripe on the front end. Makes the most of the front end. We'll get the chance to shoot another, but if Jones leaves this game, that's really going to change the inside presence drastically.
No.
A three-point lead.
First time.
Make that a four-point lead.
First time.
Largest lead at 14-10. And in the other way, West County has a pass just errantly thrown out of bounds. It was 1:52. The Whippets have the sideline inbounds in the backcourt. Devontae Miller throws it into the front court. to Tripp. Closely guarded by Momont. He'll shadow him as he circles around the perimeter. Right-hand dribble, double-team closes on Tripp, fires it over to Miller. Miller has it right in front of the West County bench. Lobs it over to the left wing. Into the corner, they've got Richards. Richards wants no part of that three. Over the right wing now, Devontae Miller. Crossover around Miner. Sagan has to pick up the dribble. Defense comes to him quickly. Here's Tripp to the right side of the floor. Into the right block, looking for Sharp and Jones into the passing lane. Knocks it away. 1:20 to play. Here come the Bulldogs in transition. No, they're going to slow it down. Ellington gets set. And a quick three from up top. Knocked in. Jared Jones says, I might be in foul trouble, but I've still got the shot. And it's parked down as a two. Towed the line at 14-12. 1 minute to play. And Jones snags it again. He's going to tie this game up and will. Jared Jones playing like a madman in foul trouble. Ties it at 14. Under a minute to play. Miller, the baseline inbounds, gets it into Sharp. And we're all tied up. Under a minute to go in the first half. Devontae Miller down the right sideline. Drives inside, kicks back out, and throws it away the second time he's done it. We're going to see him come out of the game real soon. Dee Fitzgerald's going to come to the scorer's table. 44 seconds to play, and the Bulldogs have a chance to take the lead.
Morrissey's out, and Miller are out.
So we'll see for the first time tonight on the floor is Garrett Copeland. Momont across the timeline, 39 ticks on the clock. Passes to his right, Miner Sagan, guarded by Wesley Sharp. Screen set down low, Miner Sagan goes the opposite direction. Passes left wing to Vincent. Vincent never puts it on the floor, Jones has it in between the circles. Pass to the right, Miner Sagan runs into a double team. Back down defense, and a timeout's gonna be called by West County with 20.2 seconds on the clock. We're tied at 14 all. West County's gonna call a 30-second timeout. We'll take it with them back in 30 seconds for the conclusion of the first half next on J98 The Boot.
Kim, the owner of Ellington Auto Supply, reminds you that they carry all the items you need for your auto parts needs with more than 30 years of auto parts knowledge and experience. They've got you covered. And if it's not in stock at Ellington Auto Supply, well, they can order it with next-day delivery. That's Ellington Auto Supply, where they treat you like family. Ellington Auto Supply, visit them today.
20.2 seconds remain in the first half, tied at 14 all between Ellington and West County, a rematch of last year's championship that Ellington did win. West County fighting so far and really setting the tone defensively. On both ends of the floor, take your pick on the team. 13 seconds, Miner Sagan, crossover, drives the lane, off the glass, gets it to go. 16-14, 5-4, here's Sharp, 3-2, pull up three from the left wing, he gets it to go! 17-16, Sharp buries the triple at the buzzer, and the Whippets go into the locker room with a one-point edge. 17-16, Wesley Sharp, ice water in the kids' veins. Back in 2 minutes on the Boot.
Don's Place in Ellington, the home of quality Clark Gasoline, invites you to stop in and check out their great stuff food and hot stuff pizza. Anytime is a good time for hot stuff. How about a smash hit sub made fresh to order and fast? Don's Place is open 7 days a week to serve your needs with quality Clark Gasoline or hot stuff food. Don's Place in Ellington, a proud supporter of the community they serve.
The Clearwater School District in Piedmont would like to take this opportunity to wish the best of luck to all the players in the AV Thanksgiving Tournament. The Clearwater School District knows that it takes a lot of time, dedication, and hard work to be a winning team. The Tigers have shown that they have what it takes to succeed. And the Clearwater School District sends the best of luck to all the players in the AV Thanksgiving Tournament.
Savings that make you go wow from your local Country Mart and Town and Country supermarkets. USDA quality whole tube ground beef, $1.68 a pound. Red Baron pizzas, classic brick oven or thin crust pizza, 14 to 24 ounces, 3 for $9. And Hickory Country Slice Bacon 16-ounce package by Kraft Oscar Mayer, 2 for $5. All these great deals and more from your friends at your local Country Mart and Town and Country supermarkets in Bonterre, Park Hills, and Farmington.
Kim, the owner of Ellington Auto Supply, reminds you that they carry all the items you need for your auto parts needs with more than 30 years of auto parts knowledge and experience. They've got you covered. And if it's not in stock at Ellington Auto Supply, well, they can order it with next day delivery. That's Ellington Auto Supply, where they treat you like family. Ellington Auto Supply. Visit them today.
Welcome into the championship version of our Coles Tractor and Equipment Halftime Show from the 90th Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Basketball Tournament. We had an absolute thriller to start our coverage earlier this evening, 63-60. Arcadia Valley tops South Iron for third place. Here we are after two quarters of play, 17-16 is our score after two quarters, and it was a buzzer-beater three from the left wing by Wesley Sharp that sent the Ellington Whippets into the locker room. Let's run through some of our stats of the contest so far. Stats of the game brought to you by State Farm agent Eric Schweiss. For the Ellington Whippets, after a two-point opening quarter for Wesley Sharp, pours in eight in the second quarter. He leads all scorers with 10. Other scoring for the Ellington Whippets, five for Marshawn Morrissey and two for Jacob Richards. On the flip side for West County, we have 2, 4, 6, 8 for Minor Shagan, four for Jones, two for Vincent, and two for Pratt. So three scorers from Ellington, four scorers for West County. And really the difference has been defense in this.
Defense and rebounding too, 16-7 in favor of Ellington. And fouls, Jared Jones, who's been the big reason why Morrissey hasn't had much success offensively, he has three fouls. That could be a big factor. Another stat that's fun, 9 lead changes so far in the game. And you look at a score like 17-16 at halftime, and it can either be because of atrocious offense or because of awesome defense. This is because of option number two. The defense has been stellar. Both teams have just not been able to get good looks in this game because the defensive presence for both teams has been so good.
Yeah, it's really, you can almost guarantee if you would have told either coach you're going to be sitting at 16 or 17 at the break, you'd be like, oh, we're getting blown out then.
Exactly.
Not the case. Not really the case at all.
Last year's game was 66-60. I don't think we're going to get to that many points unless we go to, like, quadruple overtime, which could happen, honestly.
And despite the fact that Ellington goes into the locker room with the break, I think that West County right now is in a better position. Because they were getting beat on the glass. It wasn't even close early on. And here they are just trailing by one. And it could have been a two-point lead going into the locker room.
I think considering that the fouls and the rebounds went so lopsided against them, the fact that they're only down by one is definitely a positive for the Bulldogs.
It's definitely something that neither coach saw coming. But here we are, 17-16 at the break. 8:40 until we get started for the second half of play. The Ellington Whippets trying to defend the tournament championship. Ellington has not won back-to-back championships at this tournament since 88-89. The most recent team to win back-to-back, South Iron, they've won about 14 of the last 20. That kind of happens in that time frame. Happy Thanksgiving. How about that?
Oh, yeah, by the way.
I haven't said that all night. It's a crazy kind of environment on Thanksgiving night. If you want to take a look at what this crowd looks like and see the environment that these teams are playing in, we took a video of the warm-ups during the warm-ups prior to the championship game. You can get a look at what the crowd looks like on Twitter at MyMoInfoSports. This is the Coles Tractor and Equipment Halftime Show between the first and second half of our championship contest. 17-16, the Whippets lead the West County Bulldogs. We'll be back in 2 minutes on J98.
Friday and Saturday are the last 2 days of Show Me Rent to Own Black Friday Week. Show Me Rent to Own has everything you need at a great price. On Black Friday, Show Me Rent to Own has new in-box 32-inch TVs for only $9.95 a week. Also, 43-inch LED TV LG, just $12.95 a week, and new PS4 Slim for $19.95 a week. If you can hear this ad, that means there's a Show Me Rent to Own location near you. Check out Show Me Rent to Own, where $3 takes it home during Black Friday Week.
McCormick Networks is a recognized leader in voice and data technology and has been providing communication services to the region for over a century. McCormick Networks can help streamline your business and enhance productivity. Their certified technicians and engineers will design a communication system or computer network specifically for your needs. They're a proud supporter of the area's talented athletes and is pleased to sponsor KTJJ's broadcast of this year's 90th annual Arcadia Valley Tournament. Good luck, Whippets, and happy holidays from your friends at McCormick, your network specialist.
West St. Francis School District is proud of the area they serve. The West St. Francis School District are very supportive of the community and will continue that support for years to come. A strong community is a good community to live in. They proudly support the area's fine students and athletes. They understand that hard work and dedication is what it takes to be successful. This message brought to you by your friends at West St. Francis School District.
Kim, the owner of Ellington Auto Supply, reminds you that they carry all the items you need for your auto parts needs with more than 30 years of auto parts knowledge and experience. They've got you covered. And if it's not in stock at Ellington Auto Supply, well, they can order it with next day delivery. That's Ellington Auto Supply, where they treat you like family. Ellington Auto Supply, visit them today.
Back into the Coles Tractor and Equipment halftime show. Our halftime score in the championship game, 17-16.
No, it's not football.
No, it's not football. No, not at all, but definitely a football score on a very nationally football day, but in your own backyard, this day is all about basketball. 90 years running, the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament, the defending champion Ellington Whippets hold that 17-16 edge over West County. The rematch from last year that Ellington did top West County. But really, through the first 16 minutes of this game, no one got an easy shot except for Jared Jones. He got one easy layup.
That's it, pretty much it. Every shot has been very contested. The inside has been guarded so well by both teams because both of these teams would like to get to the basket. Especially with Morrissey for Ellington. For West County, they like to have Minersagan drive from the top of the arc to inside or get it into Jones or Barnett. There just haven't been very many buckets in the paint or under the basket. It's been a lot of long twos and threes because that's the best they can get. And it's not like those are necessarily wide open twos or threes either.
Some storylines to watch as we're about 4 minutes away from starting the second half of play. For Ellington, you look at Morrissey sitting at two fouls. He picked those up pretty quickly. That's something to keep an eye on that side. Can Morrissey get that inside presence? And in a very related storyline for West County, Jared Jones, three fouls in the first half. And with those three fouls, he's been the guy that's really been containing Morrissey. And if he gets that fourth foul early on in this second half, it's going to be very detrimental for West County.
And they also have Minersagan and Momot with two each. And they're not a team that goes super deep into their bench. They go about eight players. So with Jones already in trouble, if they lose him, and then if Minersagan or Momot get into trouble as well, all of a sudden you're disrupting your rotation and the guys you want on the floor. And in a game like this where it's low scoring, it's not going to take much. If Ellington can get a nice little 4-0, 6-0 run, that might be all they need to be able to stay ahead and win the game.
And if you remember last night, Jordan, we saw West County probably put on five different kinds of defense taking on Arcadia Valley. We really haven't seen that so far because they've been so good in that half-court man-to-man. It's really been super effective for West County. They've been out-rebounded nearly 2-1, and here they are just trailing by one. A fantastic position for West County. It'd be interesting to be a fly on the wall in the locker rooms. About 3 minutes until we start the second half. We'll take our final break of the Coles Tractor Equipment halftime show. We'll be back in 2 minutes to start the second half of play for the 90th Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament Championship on J98.
Meadowbrook Residential Care of Pilot Knob is dedicated to caring for the elderly. Meadowbrook is a licensed assisted living facility promoting independence for their residents and their families. Meadowbrook Residential Care is family-owned and operated, and they take great pride in the services they have provided for more than 17 years. You can rest with confidence that at Meadowbrook Residential Care in Pilot Knob, your loved one will be given the best of care.
Been in a little trouble and need a little extra help? Norman Crumpecker, bail bond agent from Potosi, can help. Norman Crumpecker has an answering service and is available 24/7. You'll get fast service, be out, and on your way, guaranteed. Call 573-436-9301 or 631-8161 anytime, day or night. Call Norman Crumpecker. He can set you free. That's bail bond agent Norman Crumpecker from Potosi.
West St. Francis School District is proud of the area they serve. The West St. Francis School District are very supportive of the community and will continue that support for years to come. A strong community is a good community to live in. They proudly support the area's fine students and athletes. They understand that hard work and dedication is what it takes to be successful. This message brought to you by your friends at West St. Francis School District.
When you have a concrete job, Poldeet Ready Mix is the name to remember. Poldeet Ready Mix has been in business for 3 decades, and they're locally owned and operated, with 8 locations servicing Washington, Iron, St. Francis, and now Reynolds and Carter counties. And in addition to their already great service, Poldeet Ready Mix offers several trucks and a concrete conveyor. Contact the Poldeet Ready Mix nearest you for a no-obligation estimate today. That's Poldeet Ready Mix.
Back court side at Arcadia Valley High School in Ironton. We are getting set to start the second half of play between Ellington and West County for the 90th Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Basketball Tournament. I want to thank some of our sponsors like Lesterville Schools, Don's Place in Ellington, Arcadia Valley R2 School in Ironton, Fisher Furniture of Ironton, and Lenny's of Lesterville. Appreciate our sponsors giving us the chance to be here on Thanksgiving night in this kind of environment. 17-16, the Whippets have the lead and possession. We'll flip the script. The Whippets come towards us for the rest of regulation. I say that with intent. 17-16, it's thrown away, and the West County Bulldogs will get possession, an opportunity to take the lead back as Wesley Sharp stole the lead away from the Bulldogs at the buzzer to end the second quarter.
Both teams with their starting five on the floor start the third.
Momot, Pingle, Barnett, Jones, and Minersagan for the Bulldogs. Richards, Tripp, Fitzgerald, Sharp, and Morrissey for the Ellington Whippets. Here's Minersagan at the top of the key, guarded by Sharp. That's been fun to watch all night. Chest pass to the right to Momot. Left-hand dribble, couple of bounces. Passes to his left to Pingle. Back up top to Jones, crossover dribble, drives, kicks out. Minersagan open in the corner for three. Nothing but nylon. 19-17. West County, and Minersagan a steal. He gets the bucket and is going to the free throw line. Just like that, that's 5 points in 4 seconds from Jacob Minersagan.
And that's the first time all game that West County's had a two-possession lead.
Unreal, that happened fast.
Tripp gets the foul, his second.
5 points in a matter of moments. Minersagan converts on the and-one opportunity. Makes it 22-17. The Dogs lead by five. Richards catches the inbounds. Tripp in the backcourt. Guarded by Pingle. He'll meet him as he crosses midcourt. Tripp back to the center circle. Passes to his right to Fitzgerald. He'll hold the basketball. Puts it on the floor twice. Tripp in the near corner.
Note that Jones is not on Morrissey anymore. They have Barnett covering him now.
And now it's going to be Morrissey taking it into the block around Barnett. Jones on the help defense. Who do they get?
They got Barnett. Or no, it is on Jones.
Wow, oh, no. That's the fourth on Jared Jones. And we were talking at the break, how soon will he pick up number four? Too soon.
And that's why they took him off of Morrissey, but he came in to try to help out Barnett, and he paid for it.
Marshawn at the line makes the most of that free throw.
They have to take Jones out, and now Nate Kennard will come in. So, you know, it's on Barnett, who, you know, just as tall as Jones, but not nearly as thick, and that extra size is needed against a guy as thick as Morrissey.
Yeah, they're all about the same height. Morrissey's got about one Nate Kennard on either one of them as he knocks in the second free throw. Momot across the timeline with a right-handed dribble, pass into the right wing to Pingle, guarded by Miller. Up top, Minersagan, NBA range three, front irons it. Rebound to Fitzgerald, in transition, Morrissey, get out of the way, young fella, he's coming through, he's going to double clutch, draws the foul down low. That one's probably going to go on Minersagan, and that will be his third.
Nope, they're going to get Barnett.
Wow.
His second.
Big break for West County. Meinerstegen thought for sure it was going to be on him. Morrissey at the line. The Whippets down by three. 22-19, 6:25 to play in the third. Free throw up. Rattles out.
He's 5 of 9 at the line in this game.
Not the best free throw shooter. Second try. Gets that one to go. 3 of 4 at the line in the quarter. Momot takes it into the front court. Lobs it over to the right wing to Pingle. Man up defense for the Whippets as the Bulldogs swing it around the horn. Left wing to Momot. Up top, Meinerstegen slashes through the through the lane. Has it knocked away. Corrals it. Tries to pass it back out. And Sharp uses that length and just snags it away. He'll bring it down the floor. Pulls up right in front of Meinerstegen. Off on the shot. Morrissey gets the rebound. Goes up and puts it back in. And now we are tied at 22. A big swing now. 5 each way. And Meinerstegen on the right wing, up top, in between the circles, to Momot. Chest pass right, Meinerstegen. One bounce, down low, right block, back out, Meinerstegen draws defense on Sharp. Now drop step pass, down low, and Barnett can't make the most of it. Can anybody save it? Oh, brilliant play by Momot in the corner to throw it off of D. Fitzgerald to retain possession.
Excellent heads-up play by one of their senior leaders.
Here's Pingle with a base or a sideline inbounds, almost on the baseline on the left side of the floor. Inbounds guarded by Devontae Miller. Lobbed into the backcourt for Momot. He'll let it bounce just to make sure. 5:25 on the clock. Momot's pass is tipped away. Devontae Miller has it in transition. He's going to take it to the rack, and Devontae Miller uses the finger roll to go up and over the lengthy Meinerstegen for the bucket. And West County now trailing. They have the basketball. Can they answer Ellington's surge?
He had such a tight window to be able to get that shot around Meinerstegen and still managed to do it.
It was a difficult shot. Use the finger roll to just flip it up and over the outreached hands of Meinerstegen. Here's Meinerstegen on the other end of the floor, pulling up from the right elbow. Strong on the shot. D. Fitzgerald with the board. The Whippets, with less than 5 to play in the third, have Sharp bring it up the floor. Miller in the corner, off back iron. Shot comes down, and it's going to be Momot called for the foul, using the offhand to just clear out a little bit of space.
And that's his third, and already 3 team fouls as well in the quarter.
And now several players for Ellington putting up the Jay-Z Rockefeller, if you will, but kind of insinuating a triangle with their fingers. Inbounds from the baseline to Richards. He's been quiet so far tonight. Miller up top, comes back to the right wing to Sharp. Spin move, goes baseline, pulls up over two defenders. It's a jump pass. Richards shot deflected by Meinerstegen. Gets his miss, goes back up, can't get that shot to go. Sharp fights for the board. Pratt wins it, but it goes off the hip of Barnett, and it'll go to the Ellington Whippets, and the crowd comes to life.
And you can just see the body language, too. A bit of deflation for the Bulldogs right now. They're only down by two.
And it does appear like it's much more than that. Morrissey will switch with Jacob Richards right under the basket. Baseline inbounds, comes into the wing on the right side to Fitzgerald. Guarded by Momot, picks up the dribble at the top of the key. It's Morrissey, there's that drop step spin move, up and gets the bucket to go and draws contact. Just too much size down low with Jones on the bench for the Bulldogs, and Morrissey has his will in the paint.
Now Barnett has 3 fouls as well, and very quickly everybody could be in foul trouble for West County, and they're going to call a timeout to try to sort things out.
A timeout called by the West County Bulldogs, 26-22. The Ellington Whippets charge out to a 4-point lead. 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and take it with them. We'll be back in 30 seconds on J98.
The Orange Blossom Florist in Ellington. Their name is known for the most beautiful floral arrangements in the area. Plus, you can shop for gifts like fragrant Swan Creek candles, willow tree figurines, and they now carry wood wick candles and more. That's the Orange Blossom Florist just down from Black River Electric on Main Street in Ellington. Open Monday through Friday 9 to 5 and Saturday 9 to noon. Or call 573-663-7070.
To play in the third quarter. The Ellington Whippets a quick charge to get a four-point lead at 26-22.
And if he makes the free throw, this would be their biggest lead of the game at five.
Morrissey at the free throw line. Seven in the quarter. Gets the and one to go. Make it eight in the third quarter after five in the first half. Pratt, the baseline inbounds, needs help. Vincent cuts around in front of him. He'll just toss it into Vincent, back to Pratt, and let him bring it across the timeline as Richards meets him at midcourt. Chest pass, right wing, Momont, guarded by Fitzgerald up top. Miner shaking in between the circles. Pass to the left to Pratt. He'll go back in between the circles to Vincent. Ball hasn't touched the floor in a bit. Up top, Momont, back to the left wing to Vincent. The ball still is yet to touch the floor, so they'll swing it back around to Momont on the right wing. Fitzgerald there. Miner Sagan up top. Left wing Pratt, still no dribble. And a whistle away from the ball.
Foul on Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald just trying to clear out space down low.
I appreciate that ref being very loud and saying white 12. I could actually hear it from all right over here.
So a 3:42 to play in the third, a five-point edge for Ellington, 27-22. Inbounds coming for the Bulldogs under their own bucket. Pratt has to get it in, lobs it well into the backcourt. Vincent has to go track it down. Miller was in position to take it away, but Vincent got there first. He'll get back across the timeline. Backs down, Miller picks up the dribble across midcourt. Pratt with a right-hand dribble takes it right in front of his bench. Bounce pass to Momont, right wing. He'll put it on the floor. Drive, pull up from the right elbow. Short on the shot. Morrissey on the glass once again. Mr. Windex, big baby, doing it all down there on the defensive rebounds. Here's Sharp with a quick three from the left wing. Back iron. Barnett on the board. Here come the Bulldogs. Miner shaking in transition. The defense, he heard footsteps. The shot was altered. Off front iron. We'll stay at 27-22. Whippets have the lead and the basketball. Morrissey at the top of the key, guarded by Barnett. Crossover. Has it nearly ripped away by Vincent. Kicks it out. Inside they'll go. No look. Bounce pass. Richards is going to draw a foul. And it was all set up by Marshawn Morrissey's fancy pass.
Behind the back. No look. That was filthy.
Behind the back, no look around the defender.
That's not the type of player you're supposed to be able to make in high school.
And that foul's on Momont. He's got four.
Team five.
Richards gets it in to Morrissey. He's in the near corner, guarded by Barnett. Left-hand dribble will take it to the top of the key, into the free throw line, around from block to block. Strong on the shot. Miner shaking. He's looking for an outlet pass. Instead, going to cross over and go right by Sharp. And contact before he puts it on the floor to officially drive in. And who are they going to get for that one?
Not sure, but Momont has to come out with the four fouls. They give that to Sharp. It's his first.
That's just the first on Sharp, as Momont is going to go take a seat in foul trouble. Jones in foul trouble. Momont, Barnett in foul trouble. Inbounds from the sideline to the backcourt for Pratt. Bounce pass over to the right side of the floor, looking for Nathan Hollick, his first appearance of the contest. They'll swing it around left wing to Pratt. Right wing, Vincent, good look at the three. Pump fake, Miller closed. Now it's Miner Sagan, a bounce pass. Baseline pull-up jumper from the right side. It's Pratt knocking it in. It's his first bucket of the second half. Comes with 2:17 to play in the third. Inbounds from Miller to Sharp. Full court defense. Richards, a two-on-one. And Fitzgerald can't handle the pass. The easy bucket is gone. Inside, down low. Morrissey can't handle the pass. Corrals it. Goes up off glass. Marshawn Morrissey turning up the intensity here in the third.
He just bullied his way to the basket.
He's got 10 in the quarter, 15 on the night. Pratt shadowed by Richards. Takes it right in front of the Bulldog bench. Picks up the dribble over to Hollick on the right wing. Up top, Miner Sagan. Chest pass to the left side to Pratt. Chest pass back around. They'll swing it over to the right wing. Miner Sagan puts it on the floor. Pulls up over Sharp and gets it to go. Miner Sagan ready for a ball game tonight. Up and over the 6'6" defender. A three-point game. 29-26. The Whippets lead. Here they are in transition trying to run out. A good pass from block to block to Richards. Finds D. Fitzgerald, who gets the easy money right under the 10. 31-26. Here's Pratt back the other way in the corner. Miner Sagan. Sharp ready for it. Screen set by Marnette. Miner Sagan will use it. Sharp rolls around the screen. Meinerseggen directs traffic. New play coming in for the Bulldogs from Coach LeBrier as Meinerseggen stands right in front of his own bench. One-on-one with Sharp. Double team closes out. Meinerseggen pulls up, can't get the shot to go. Short rebound to Jacob Richards. Says, someone please take this ball away from me. Morrissey will. He'll bring it across the timeline. Barnett, crossover dribble. Drop-off pass for Morrissey again. Richards there. Couldn't get him the assist. Misses on the second chance. Devontae Miller nearly takes it away. It's going to roll out of bounds, and it's Ellington basketball. It's pandemonium inside Arcadia Valley's gym right now. What's going on? Whew. I'm going to get the Gus Johnson Award, baby. 34.4 ticks in the third, 31-26. The Whippets lead and have an inbounds right in front of their own bench. Their bench in their front court. Fitzgerald gets it in to Morrissey. Double team closes with Kennard and Vincent. Open look for Devontae Miller after the double team. It rattles out. The rebound won by Sharp.
Meinerseggen had it first, and Sharp is going to get drawn on the foul. Made a lot of contact along the arms, trying to rip it away from Meinerseggen. So Sharp gets his second, and you can hear the Ellington fans, they respectfully, maybe not so respectfully, disagree.
Yeah, Sharp, a very emotional player, kind of getting fired up. Now Coach Peterson barking out some orders. Get down, full court, here we go. Meinerseggen, Sharp in the backcourt. 20 ticks in the third quarter, 5-point lead for the Whippets. Meinerseggen dribbles across with the right hand, glances at the clock. Looks left, looks right. Sharp waits till he looks left. Closes on defense. Meinerseggen on the floor. Drives into contact on Morrissey. Shot off back iron. There's Kennard. His shot's blocked. And Sharp, is he going to be called for that foul?
Yep.
That's three now on Sharp. He picked them all up in about 2 minutes.
And just like that, the teams are even with five fouls apiece.
And now you have foul trouble with Sharp with three. Morrissey sits at two for Ellington. You have Momont with four, Barnett with three, and Jones with four for West County. Kennard at the free throw line.
Remember, Sharp got teed up in the game yesterday. Has to make sure he keeps his head. It's easy to get frustrated here.
I asked him before the game, what'd you get teed up for? And he just shook his head and looked down. Free throw off the glass and in for Kennard. His first points of the contest with 6.3 on the third quarter clock. He can make it 28-31, a one-possession ball game if he knocks this in. It's up. A lane violation. Lane violation.
Missed it anyway.
Yeah, it wasn't going either way. Fitzgerald will have the inbounds. The Whippets have to go the full length of the floor with 6.3 seconds. Into Sharp. 5, 4. He'll go down the sidelines. Miller, open three in the corner. It's off in time, and it's long. 31-27 after three quarters, and that is what we will take into the fourth. The championship game has lived up to the billing. The third place game set the tone, and this one is matching it. We've got 8 minutes of regulation left. We might need more. Don't go anywhere. We're back in a minute to start the fourth quarter on J98.
McCormick Networks is a recognized leader in voice and data technology and has been providing communication services to the region for over a century. McCormick Networks can help streamline your business and enhance productivity. Their certified technicians and engineers will design a communication system or computer network specifically for your needs. They're a proud supporter of the area's talented athletes and is pleased to sponsor KTJJ's broadcast of this year's 90th annual Arcadia Valley Tournament. Good luck, Whippets, and happy holidays from your friends at McCormick, your network specialist.
Lesterville Schools would like to take this opportunity to wish the Lesterville Bearcat basketball team the best of luck in the Thanksgiving tournament. You're a great team and have proven that you have what it takes to be winners. Everyone at Lesterville Schools is proud of the Bearcats and their coaches. Good luck on winning the tournament. Be safe and have fun. This message brought to you by the Lesterville Schools. Go Bearcats!
It's time to start the fourth quarter of the championship game of the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. The Bulldogs trail. They'll open up with the basketball. Scores 31-27 in favor of the defending champion, Ellington Whippets. Here's Vincent on the right wing. Backs down Miller. Kicks it out over the left. It's Pratt. He'll drive. Pull up left elbow. And gets nothing but twine. 31-29. Pratt, 4 points in the second half. 6 in the game. Morrissey in the backcourt, double team closes. Miller, all by himself, recipient of the pass. Here's Richards down low on the block. Can't find any room. The door is shut by the defense of Hollick. Miller fires to the left wing. It's Fitzgerald on the AV Tiger logo. Finds Sharp slashing. He can't handle the basketball. Pratt back the other way. Can tie it up. And he's going to draw a foul. And that's going to go on Wesley Sharp. That will be his fourth. He picks up three fouls in a matter of 2 minutes. Did they give that to Fitzgerald?
No, they gave it to Fitzgerald.
That is a big break for Ellington.
Sharp stays at three, and Fitzgerald now has two. And the next Ellington foul as well will put West County in the bonus.
7:13 to play. Pratt at the free throw line with a chance to tie it up. He will not do so as he misses the first. If you were planning to come and watch this, bring a shoehorn. You're not going to find any room. Second free throw to come from Pratt. Bends the knees, a long look, flicks it well off the mark. Fitzgerald there on the board. Pratt goes 0-for at the stripe. Fitzgerald in the backcourt, crosses over Pratt, gets it across the timeline. Here's Morrissey slashing through the basket, drops it off, and he's going to be called for the walk. He's going to be called for the walk down low, and that'll give West County the basketball back. Down by two. Kennard will have the baseline inbounds. The Bulldogs have to go the length of the floor. Now you're starting to hear both sides of the crowd come to life.
And both of West County's bigs are out of the game, Barnett and Jones.
And this fast pace is starting to help out West County. Pratt across midcourt. A pass to the right to Vincent.
An official timeout.
Looks like a nosebleed.
Uh-oh. Richards.
Maybe more of a mouth bleed than a nosebleed, so they should be able to fix that one up pretty quick. Just a busted lip. Well, they've got to pull him out and get that clotted up.
And if he got any blood on his jersey, he might actually have to switch numbers, too.
And now they're looking at his teeth on the sideline, and they're going to point him out to the locker room. And that's big right there to pull Richards off the floor, who rotates into the four.
Got Sharp, Morrissey, Fitzgerald, Miller,
It'll
and
Tripp. It'll have to be Sharp.
Yeah.
And Sharp is in foul trouble. Here comes the inbounds. Already in, and Sharp's still talking to the official. Pratt has it as he crosses midcourt. Fitzgerald waits for him there. The pass to Minershagen right in front of Coach LeBrier and the Bulldog bench. In between the circles, they'll swing it left on the wing. Pratt lobs it down low, left elbow. Barnett back outside to Vincent. Vincent's going to blow by Miller, and it's knocked away by Morrissey. Out in transition, a two-on-one over to D. Fitzgerald. They'll just let the offense get set up. And Morrissey's going to have a pass and sent to him down low. Almost lost it. Picks it up, fires it out to Miller, who snags it with one hand on the right wing. Ellington gathers themselves, gets the offense set. On the left wing, a pass down low. Morrissey has it. Draws contact. He's going to the free throw line. The make and the misdemeanor, the hoop and the harm, whatever you call it. He's impressive every time.
Kennard will get his first foul. Both teams with six, so into the bonus either way with the next foul.
Currently a four-point lead for the Whippets, 33-29. The and one free throw about to come out of the hands of Marshawn Morrissey. It's up. It's well short, and it's tipped by Sharp, won by Pratt and the West County Bulldogs.
And Kennard got hit in the face. He was slow to get up, but he's getting back down.
Just now getting back on defense is Kennard. Closely guarded count over there as Pratt gets it away. The Vincent on the wing. They'll swing it back around left side to Pratt. Guarded by Fitzgerald. Still that man up defense for the Ellington Whippets. And a kick ball going to be called. It's a pass intended to go down to the right block was kicked away.
And for the first time since early in the third quarter with four fouls, Jared Jones is back in the game.
5:49 left in the game. 4-point edge for Ellington. Four fouls for Jones, three for Barnett, four for Momot for West County. Momot and Jones back in. Pingle catches the inbounds.
Starting five.
Over to the left side of the floor, it's Momot. They'll swing it around, right wing, Minershagen. Barnett sets a screen, Sharp rolls behind it, down low, back outside, trying to find some space. Minershagen pulls up from three, nothing but net. Once again, it's a one-point game, and Minershagen is doing everything offensively for West County. Over 50% of the points. Here's Morrissey in transition, bounces up top to Miller. A one-point edge for the Whippets. It was four moments ago. What will they do on this possession? Just over five to play. Here's Miller, a three from the far side of the floor, and Devontae Miller sparks the blue, or sparks the orange from the crowd, and makes the Bulldogs call the timeout. The lead back to four, 36 to 32. The score, a timeout on the floor called by the Bulldogs. It's a 60. We're going to take a 60-second timeout. We'll be back with the conclusion of quarter number four on G98.
The new ownership at Lenny's in Lesterville would like to invite you to stop by for lunch or dinner. With an expanded menu, they have all your favorites. Grab a bowl of hot chili to warm up these cold winter days, and a fountain soda to wash it away. Now with Thursday specials, make Lenny's your go-to meal place. Come in or call it in at 573-637-2506. That's Lenny's in Lesterville, located on the corner of Highway 21 and Peola Road.
We don't want to be the ones to break the news, but Christmas is coming, and Fisher Furniture has free layaway. If you're looking for a gift that takes their breath away, start here and start now. Easy payments that you set, and we can have the gift ready to surprise when Christmas gets here. So yes, give that great television the brand new range or that comfy power recliner, and we can help. Get ready for Christmas at Fisher Furniture, Highway 21 in Ironton.
5 minutes, 6 seconds left in regulation. A four-point lead for the defending champion, Ellington Whippets, at 36-32. Storylines galore, enough to write a novel in just this contest. And one of those storylines to update you on, Jacob Richards coming back into the contest. He left with a bloody lip and a bloody jersey. That jersey left with said 25 on it. Now he comes back with a clean 33. Looks like they stuffed him in a schmedium. Slow to get play back in order. Now we're set and ready. Richards at the scorer's table. Jones throws it into Barnett. Back to Jones. He'll bring it up the floor. Tripp waits for him on defense. Handoff exchange to Momot. Stands in between the circles with Fitzgerald on D. Light crossover. The pass to the left to Pingle. Up top, Jones. He'll put it on the floor. And Morrissey is going to be called for the foul as Jones tripped and fell and hit like a ton of bricks.
Yeah, Morrissey's feet weren't set, so that goes down to it. Jones immediately just fell down, and you almost wonder how much of that was acting, because, man, he dropped like someone shot him with a sniper rifle.
It looked like, I mean, as big as Morrissey is and as big as Jones is, it looked like he just caught him on the hip, and his toe actually caught, his right toe kicked his left heel.
Well, that's number seven on the team, third on Morrissey, so it's a 1-1 for Jared Jones.
Jared Jones, 4 points, and they came in about 30 seconds towards the end of the second quarter. They'll swap Pingle for Pratt before the free throw. Here's the front end for Jared Jones. His team down by four. He gets it to go and earns his second.
Neither team's had more than a 5-point advantage in this game, and we're back to three.
Jones, long look at it, misses back iron, sharp on the board. He'll bring it up, let the offense get set out in front of him. Miner shaking, waits for him at the top of the key. Spin move, runs into a double team, gets rid of it to Richards on the right wing. Richards backs up, swings it around. Devontae Miller lob down low into the block, looking for Marshawn Morrissey. He'll back down, spin. And a block's going to be called on Barnett, and that'll be four on Barnett. So four on Barnett, four on Jones with 4:28 to play.
And they're having Barnett again play man-to-man on Morrissey instead of Jones. But now that both have four, you might as well just put Jones back on him. He did such a great job in the first half.
I wonder if he'll leave it be for now, just for the offensive capability maybe for Jones. But it's going to be a tough call.
That's another seventh foul, so a 1-1 for Morrissey. 7 of 12 in the game at the line.
Make that 7 of 13 as the rebound comes down to Jared Jones. A three-point game. West County could tie or cut it to one. Here's Momot pulling up from the top of the key just inside the arc. The shot goes off left. The rebound comes out to Richards. Miller with the outlet pass. He stops on the AV Tiger logo. Morrissey comes and takes it from him after he picks up the dribble. Jones is face up guarding him. Jordan, you called that one.
I'm so smart.
Morrissey tries to drive inside, has it knocked away. They'll send it back out to D. Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald looking to get it down low to Morrissey. Morrissey, a no-look pass into the corner for Sharp, and he can't get him the assist. And it's knocked away on the board. Ellington basketball. What a pass that was. He never once looked his way.
And Sharp was wide open, too. If you're Wesley, you got to bury that three.
He's been robbed of a couple of really nice assists tonight. Baseline inbounds from Richards. Lobs it up to Sharp using the height. Sharp holds it over his head on the left wing. Guarded by Minershag. And up top, D. Fitzgerald. He picks up the dribble. Over to Devontae Miller. Miller will dribble it across the court, weaving through traffic, runs into a double team, and that's going to be five on Momot. He is Dunskis. Unhappy with himself after fouling Miller. And that will end the night for Matt Momot. He has been DQ'd after a 10-point game last night, scoreless in this one.
Team foul number 8. At the line in the game as a team, Ellington is 11 of 17, although all of the misses have been from Morrissey, although he's taken most of the free throws as well.
Yeah, he spent a lot of time at the free throw line tonight. And now we're going to see Devontae Miller head to the free throw line for the first time since the fourth quarter last night. Well, it's been about 24 hours since he shot a free throw. Doesn't seem to phase him. He knocks in the front end. The leading scorer in the fourth quarter, Devontae Miller. A deep breath. The shot's up. 2 for 2. 5 fourth quarter points for Devontae Miller. He is representing the difference in this ball game. Pratt across midcourt, in front of the scorer's table. Bounces right wing, Vincent. They'll swing it around from Barnett, left side. Jones with a baseline pull-up jumper. Oh, man, a tough shot. Can't get it to go. Did everything but fall. And Morrissey on the board.
3 games, 3 double-doubles.
He is something special. He'll take it out to the attack line on the volleyball stripes. Looks at the clock. 3 minutes to play. 38-33. It's knocked away from Morrissey. Bodies hit the deck, and Barnett is going to corral it and get the timeout with 2:57. Good defense for West County. Sparks the crowd. Momentum, it's up for grabs with 2:57 to play. It's 38-33. Let's thank a couple of our sponsors while we have a timeout in the house, like Spooner's Restaurant in Ellington, Meadowbrook Residential Care of Pilot Knob, Norman Krumpecker Bail Bonds of Potosi. When you look at West County's 33 points, 19 of those 33 have come from Jacob Minersagan. Stats brought to you by State Farm agent Eric Schweiss, providing our stats of the game. The leading scorer in the fourth quarter, Devontae Miller. 5 fourth quarter points after 2 prior to the fourth quarter.
Ellington has 3 timeouts left, 2 for West County here, and the arrow, if it comes into play, which we really, I'm not sure we've seen a tie-up all game long.
Not at all.
And the arrow right now heading in our direction in favor of Ellington.
Possession in favor of West County after forcing the turnover for Morrissey, and Barnett a good job to dive on the floor and call that timeout. Minershagen, a right sideline inbounds, throws it into the backcourt to Pratt. Under 3 minutes to play, the Dogs down by 5. Here's Jones, a handoff exchange. Minersagan, he's going to go through contact, gets it up, and gets it to go. 21 of the 35 West County points, Jacob Minersagan. 38-35, cross-court pass to Devontae Miller from Morrissey. Back over to the left wing to D. Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald
tries to get it to Richards, and it's tipped away. They're going to say nobody ever touched it. It's going to be an over and back, and West County will get the basketball back in a 3-point game with 2:26 to play in the fourth. The West County Bulldogs have won this tournament 1 time in 90 years. That was in 2014. They've been in the championship game in 2014, 15, and 16. Inbounds to Pratt in the backcourt. 1 possession game. Pass to the left to Vincent. Up top, Jones puts it on the floor. Kicks out. Minershagen thought about the 3. Steps back. Takes it. Short. And there is Morrissey. And the foul's going to go on Barnett. He's done. How many bodies are left for West County?
They have more than eight dressed, but they've only played eight guys in this game, and two of those guys are done.
This three-point game could change as we are in a bonus situation for both teams. Nine fouls against West County, seven fouls against Ellington. Morrissey at the free throw line to shoot his 1,400th of the night. It seems like half of his points have come at the stripe tonight, if not more.
He's made 7 of 13, and he's got 17 total points.
Wow.
13 of 18 as a team at the free throw line.
Not bad as a team. To get 18 trips to the line, I'd be okay with that if I was Coach Peterson.
So it's Kennard who's going to come in place of Barnett. So
Kennard will slide to the 4. Jones the 5.
Vincent, Meinerseggen, and Pratt are the other 3.
For Ellington, it's Miller, Sharp, Fitzgerald, Richards, and Morrissey at the free throw line. The front end, short. The rebound on the deck. Who's going to end up with it? And we're going to see our first tie-up. And now with 2 minutes and 8 seconds left in regulation, the arrow comes into play for the first time, and a whippet. Still down, slow to get up, and I think that's Fitzgerald.
He's all right.
Picking back up off the floor. Ellington will retain possession as the arrow will flip on the inbounds with 2:08 to play. And the crowd, there's somebody going to inbound it, but I couldn't tell you who it was. Looks like Richards.
Down in front, sir.
Right? Turn off your cell phone. Richards gets it into Morrissey in the far corner. Trapped there by Meinerseggen. He tries to take it out. Double team comes his way. Frees up Miller. They'll swing it around. Try to take advantage of that. Back inside. They'll go to Morrissey. He's got it at the free throw line. Takes it down to the low block. He's going to spin, and a foul's going to be called. That's going to put him back at the line, and that will be number 10 on West County. Let's see who they're going to call there. 1:53 to play. Morrissey goes back to the line. He missed the front end last time. Doesn't have to worry about that here.
I'm not sure. They still haven't posted it on the board, and I couldn't hear who they called it on.
It clearly was not on Jones, and that is the most important thing for West County. Morrissey at the free throw line has iced over.
He's missed 4 in a row.
He's not heating up.
They're going to call it on Vincent.
Second free throw, same result. 5 straight misses for Morrissey. This game would be much different if he had better success at the line. For West County, their defense has done everything for them so far tonight. Meinerseggen holds the basketball. He's been well over half of the team's offensive production tonight. Pratt between the circles, fires right Vincent. Up top, Kennard, they'll swing left. It stops with Pratt. Back up top, Meinerseggen pumps on the 3, then takes it. You've got to be kidding me. Flex on him, right in his grill. Pops the 3, tied at 38. 1:23 to play. Timeout on the floor. We're back in 30 seconds. It's unreal. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back on the boot.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Ronnie Gibbs at Ronnie Gibbs Agency, Pilot Knob in Fredericktown, 573-546-7101.
Welcome back courtside from Arcadia Valley High School, as it is extremely loud, if you can't tell. 38-38, Meinerseggen, a double-clutch 3 from the top of the key, buried it. We're knotted at 38 all. Meinerseggen, 24 points. The rest of West County, 14.
Worth keeping in mind, West County down to their final timeout. Ellington still has 3 to work with.
And we are ready to get back underway. It will be the Ellington Whippets with a baseline inbounds. They'll have to go full length of the floor.
Katie
Morrissey across midcourt. Double team comes his way. Devontae Miller in the circle. Miller's going to take it to the right side of the floor, and he's going to be called for the walk. He was going to be called for the walk or the offensive foul. He used the offhand to clear space, picked up the pivot foot prior to that, and it'll be Jared Jones and the Bulldogs in the driver's seat, 68 seconds to play. Miner shaking to Pratt in the backcourt, across the timeline with Fitzgerald, a bounce pass to Vincent, beautiful pass. Rolling up top, Kennard between the circles. On the left side, it's Pratt, tied at 38, under a minute to play. Miner Sagan up top, right wing, Kennard. Morrissey closes out perimeter defense from the big man. In between the circles, Vincent on the floor with the right hand. Backs down, has to give it up to Pratt. 40 seconds to play. Coach LeBrier says, come bail him out. Vincent will. On the right wing, holds the basketball. Skip pass up top. They'll swing it left to Pratt. It looks like they're going to try to hold. Back around they go, under 30, 25, 24. They're going to try to swing it around, and it's going to be an over and back, but it's going to go out of bounds on Ellington. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. It was thrown in the backcourt. Miller tried to track it down and kicked it out of bounds. West County ball.
West County's going to call that last timeout.
The Bulldogs with 20.4 seconds have a chance to knock off the defending champion and win just their second AV tournament in a row. We have a timeout. We're going to keep it here for the rest of regulation. I want to thank our sponsors, McCormick Ellington Telecom, Clearwater R1 Schools, First State Community Bank, Orange Blossom Cafe, Cheryl's Mini Mart, and Ellington Auto Supply. This game has lived up to a championship environment, to a championship potential. Which team will live up to a championship kind of night? Tied at 38 all, West County will have the inbounds about 15 feet from the near side baseline. We'll have to go the length of the floor with 20 seconds on the clock. They've got plenty of time to work in any kind of play that they want and definitely have a chance to get off the final shot. They've got to get it off in a time where Ellington doesn't have a chance to respond.
Ellington has their three timeouts. If they can get the ball back, if they want to, if they get it back, they can call a timeout and try to set something up.
Oh, please don't let it turn into a free throw contest. It doesn't deserve it. Backcourt inbounds. Pratt, 20 seconds on the clock. Miner shaking. 17, 16. He's been deadly tonight. Watch for him to take the final shot. 10, 9, 8. Miner shaken, loses the basketball. It's on the floor. Is anybody going to get
Ellington
a timeout?
Ellington got it. Oh, they called a jump ball.
And the arrow favors West County. The arrow favors West County with 5.1. The Bulldogs will have to work quickly.
I thought Richards got possession of it on his own.
I thought for sure they were going to give Richards the timeout. They did not. West County breathes a new life. As Miner Shagan lost it on the drive with 5 seconds to Jones, to Vincent with three. Pratt, they've got to get it off. They're not going to. He does. At the buzzer, Jacob Miner Shagan just did it. And this place is going insane. Jacob Miner Shagan just knocked off the defending champions. 41-38. The West County Bulldogs win just their second ever Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament Championship. Unbelievable. You talk about clutch. You talk about a championship performance. Jacob Miner Shagan embodied that tonight. Unbelievable.
And he was out of time, too. That wasn't even a terribly good look. It was contested. It was at the last possible moment. But it doesn't matter what you're Jacob Miner Shagan. He finishes with 27 of his team's 41.
Jacob Miner Shagan, you're a bad man. We'll be back to start the Coles Tractor and Equipment post-game show next on J98.
The entire faculty and staff of the Arcadia Valley R2 School District would like to take this time to wish the Arcadia Valley Tigers all the best in the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. Teamwork is important to excel in sports, and that teamwork has proven to be successful for the Arcadia boys basketball team. You have what it takes to be winners and successful in your future. Good luck to the Arcadia Valley Tigers from everyone at the Arcadia Valley School District.
Kim, the owner of Ellington Auto Supply, remind you that they carry all the items you need for your auto parts needs with more than 30 years of auto parts knowledge and experience. They've got you covered. And if it's not in stock at Ellington Auto Supply, well, they can order it with next day delivery. That's Ellington Auto Supply, where they treat you like family. Ellington Auto Supply, visit them today.
West St. Francis School District is proud of the area they serve. The West St. Francis School District are very supportive of the community and will continue that support for years to come. A strong community is a good community to live in. They proudly support the area's fine students and athletes. They understand that hard work and dedication is what it takes to be successful. This message brought to you by your friends at West St. Francis School District.
Lesterville Schools would like to take this opportunity to wish the Lesterville Bearcat basketball team the best of luck in the Thanksgiving tournament. You're a great team and have proven that you have what it takes to be winners. Everyone at Lesterville Schools is proud of the Bearcats and their coaches. Good luck on winning the tournament. Be safe and have fun. This message brought to you by the Lesterville Schools. Go Bearcats!
This is Eric Schweiss, and I'm proud to present the State Farm Stats of the Game.
To give a big thanks to State Farm agent Eric Schweiss for sponsoring our stats of the game. And you want a stat of the game? 0.1. That's how much time was on the clock when the ball left the hand of Jacob Meinerschagen for the game-winning three, as you hear the Bulldogs announced as champions. Inside this building, a sea of purple covered the floor after the buzzer sounded. The final score, 41-38. And our stat of the game, Jacob Meinerschagen, 27 of the 41 West County Bulldog points, and the second ever AV tournament championship for these West County Bulldogs. They won it in 2014, lost to Ellington last year, and avenged that loss tonight with a three-pointer at the buzzer from the ice water. Oh, Meinerschagen, he was just unbelievable tonight.
He had four three-pointers. His last two buckets he made were three-pointers, and obviously none bigger than that last one. At no point did West County end a quarter with the lead until the fourth quarter. It's the only one that matters. It was 5-4 after the first quarter, 17-16 at halftime, 31-27 in the end of the third. No team ever led by more than five.
Unbelievable kind of game. West County celebrating, still going to take their time to cut down the nets on the opposite end of the floor. We're going to hang out until we can catch up with the two head coaches, and I'm going to grind to get Meinerschagen on this postgame. Don't go anywhere. It's the Coles Tractor and Equipment postgame show. The West County Bulldogs, the 90th tournament champion of the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. We're back in 2 minutes on G98.
The Clearwater School District in Piedmont would like to take this opportunity to wish the best of luck to all the players in the AV Thanksgiving Tournament. The Clearwater School District knows that it takes a lot of time, dedication, and hard work to be a winning team. The Tigers have shown that they have what it takes to succeed. And the Clearwater School District sends the best of luck to all the players in the AV Thanksgiving Tournament.
The Orange Blossom Florist in Ellington. Their name is known for the most beautiful floral arrangements in the area. Plus, you can shop for gifts like fragrant Swan Creek candles, Willow Tree figurines, and they now carry wood wick candles and more. That's the Orange Blossom Florist just down from Black River Electric on Main Street in Ellington. Open Monday through Friday 9 to 5 and Saturday 9 to noon. Or call 573-663-7070.
We don't want to be the ones to break the news, but Christmas is coming. And Fisher Furniture has free layaway. If you're looking for a gift that takes their breath away, start here and start now. Easy payments that you set, and we can have the gift ready to surprise when Christmas gets here. So yes, give that great television the brand new range or that comfy power recliner, and we can help. Get ready for Christmas at Fisher Furniture, Highway 21 in Ironton.
Don's Place in Ellington, the home of quality Clark Gasoline, invites you to stop in and check out their great stuff food and hot stuff pizza. Anytime is a good time for hot stuff. How about a smash hit sub made fresh to order and fast? Don's Place is open 7 days a week to serve your needs with quality Clark gasoline or hot stuff food. Don's Place in Ellington, a proud supporter of the community they serve.
Almost set down.
Welcome on back into the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament postgame, sponsored by Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington. Joining us now on the postgame show, the West County Bulldogs head coach, Chris LeBrier. Coach, holy cow, man, how's your ticker?
Good thing I run a little bit. our kids battled so hard. We were in foul trouble, brutal foul trouble. I just think about some of the kids that had to come in and play big minutes. Nathan Hollick, he had to come in a big part of the game and we were in serious foul trouble. Brendan Pingle, senior, didn't get to play much last year. He comes in and does a good job.
And it was amazing because he had Jared Jones, who was on Morrissey in the first half, did a great job,
yes.
But he got into that foul trouble and the defense didn't miss a beat.
No. And, we had to switch up a little bit. We put Miner Shagan on the big boy.
Sharp?
Morrissey. Morrissey. I just remember numbers. I'm not very good at names. And then Reed Pratt had to guard.
Can you guess who's cutting down the nets right now?
Yeah.
What's that like to see?
Oh, it feels good. I'm proud of those kids. You know, I told them before the game, it's hard not to be emotional when you get attached to these kids like I do. And, nobody cares more than I do.
When you have a guy like Miner Sagan hits that shot tonight, it's not the first time he's done anything like that for you. Kid just lives with ice water in his veins.
He wants the ball in big situations, and he got it tonight. But, I think about all the other things that got us to there. We got a loose ball. We were rebounding the basketball down here. Reed Pratt got a rebound. That's probably five rebounds in his whole lifetime. So, you know, things like that is just it's what's unbelievable.
We said before the game when you and I talked, effort can win this.
Oh,
effort,
yeah.
Effort won this.
Yes, oh, definitely. There's no doubt, and the kids believe that, and that's a good way to start your season, believing that if you play hard and give everything you have, that good things will happen.
Well, Coach, I don't want to keep you from that celebration more than I have to. Thanks for coming out, and congratulations on taking your second tournament championship home.
Unbelievable. Thank you.
Head coach of the West County Bulldogs, Chris LeBrier. We'll be back with more postgame show up next on The Boot.
If you're ready for the best burger and shake that you'll find anywhere, Spooners in Ellington should be your destination. In fact, they specialize in the juiciest Spooner burger you'll ever eat. But you can also find other delicious made-to-order items on their menu. Just to name a few, the Spooner Joe, Chicken Tender Sandwich, BLT Wrap Taco Salad, and the list goes on. And at Spooners, you can't leave without some of their soft-serve ice cream. That's Spooners on North 2nd Street in Ellington, where your spoon runneth over.
The next time you're passing through Annapolis, make a quick stop at Cheryl's Mini Mart on Highway 49. They've got a little bit of everything, groceries, milk, snacks, even a deli. And don't forget their delicious buffet-style pizza. You can get your gas, lottery tickets, and much more, all in one quick and convenient stop. They are expanding with more seating, a bigger menu, daily specials, ATM, and more. Cheryl's Mini Mart, open 7 days a week. Wish the best of luck to South Iron Athletics.
When you have a concrete job, Polite Ready Mix is the name to remember. Polite Ready Mix has been in business for 3 decades, and they're locally owned and operated, with 8 locations servicing Washington, Iron, St. Francis, and now Reynolds and Carter counties. And in addition to their already great service, Polite Ready Mix offers several trucks and a concrete conveyor. Contact the Polite Ready Mix nearest you for a no-obligation estimate today. That's Polite Ready Mix.
West St. Francis School District is proud of the area they serve. The West St. Francis School District are very supportive of the community and will continue that support for years to come. A strong community is a good community to live in. They proudly support the area's fine students and athletes. They understand that hard work and dedication is what it takes to be successful. This message brought to you by your friends at West St. Francis School District.
You're used to banking on the go, using your smartphone to make a deposit, getting text alerts for balance and purchase info. Did you know that First State Community Bank offers those mobile banking services? And you'll even be able to turn your debit card on and off. All from the app, we can provide great mobile banking technology with the personalized small-town service that you deserve. See our team today to open your account. We'll make it easy to make the switch. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC. Online at fscb.com.
Welcome back into the Coles Tractor and Equipment postgame show from Arcadia Valley High School in Ironton as the West County Bulldogs knock off the defending champions and three trips over the past 3 years to this championship game for the West County Bulldogs. They go 2 out of 3, and 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Especially when you got a team like Ellington on the other side.
Yeah, Ellington really put in a big fight tonight. But it was the Bulldogs with the last laugh, and specifically Jacob Minersagan with the last shot. And that shot came out of his hand with no more than 0.2 on the game clock. But the game tied at 38. He buried it. I ran over while we were on break there and tracked him down. I said, Captain Clutch, what do I have to do to get you onto the postgame show? He said, not a whole lot. Looks like the head coach of the Ellington Whippets, Jeremy Peterson, making his way over to us at this time. We'll welcome him into the postgame show. Get him all set up with a headset here. As we welcome in Coach Jeremy Peterson to our postgame show. Coach, tough to be on the wrong end of that one, but you guys in a slugfest in this championship game. It comes grinding out to the wire. Comes down to a buzzer-beater shot. What'd you see out there tonight? I know things didn't go the way that you had planned schematically.
No, they didn't. But that's never is the case. You got five guys, 17, 18-year-old boys from Ellington, and five 17, 18-year-olds from West County in a big-time environment like this, and they're not going to do what you want them to a T. But, West County, my hat's off to them. That's a great team. They beat us. Bottom line, we turned the ball over too much. It's pretty short and sweet.
Yeah, there were quite a few turnovers, and it seemed like just maybe forcing the issue a little bit, starting to feel the pressure of this kind of environment.
No doubt. Did you see that first quarter?
You know I did. You know I'm trying to keep it light for you.
I know you are. I'm a tell-it-like-it-is type of guy, though. That first quarter was pretty ugly, and it kind of surprised me a bit. I'm going to be honest with you. I know that we lost one kid that had significant minutes, but, the three or four that we're trying to replace him with had a lot of experience last year as well, and we won this thing. And that goes for Marshawn, Jake, Wes, our big three as well. But, it's things that are fixable if we're willing to fix them.
Yeah, they are all fixable things that came into the factor of this. And you said prior to this it's going to come down to turnovers and free throws, and really it came down to those two things. So you should be a basketball coach.
Yeah. It was definitely those two things. I haven't seen the final stats, but I know we turned it over way more than what we need to win a game of this magnitude, and I'm sure we probably about 50-55% from the free throw line, kind of like we were the last two games. Is that correct?
Yeah,
13 of 20 is what I had you for.
Remotely close. Do you feel like you guys needed this in a sense? I mean, you don't ever want to have an experience where you lose, but maybe you need a reality check.
No, you're exactly right. You need one of those every so often, and it's What a better time to get one than the first week of basketball season.
Well, Coach, you won't have to taste the humble pie too long. It is Thanksgiving after all, right?
That's true. I'm going to try to eat me a little bit of turkey tonight.
Well, Coach, any final thoughts? I mean, it was a wild finish. It was a wild game. But imagine it's just the first chapter in a long book.
It was a great tournament. We were fortunate to get to the championship game. I thought AV would give us fits, and which they did. That final score last night was no indication of what kind of game that was, and I knew we had our hands full with a tough West County team, and West County deserved to win tonight, period.
And when you got a guy like Minersagan, sometimes there's just guys that have those kind of nights.
Special player, very special player.
Well, Coach, I was happy to see you for the first time in a while, and I hope I see you before we head down to the Black River League at your place.
I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Coach Jeremy Peterson, head coach of the Ellington Whippets. They fall in the championship tonight, but we'll see them sooner rather than later. We'll step aside one more time, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to track down Mr. Clutch,
right,
Minersagan, up next. We'll be back in 2 minutes on J98.
Kim, the owner of Ellington Auto Supply, reminds you that they carry all the items you need for your auto parts needs with more than 30 years of auto parts knowledge and experience. They've got you covered. And If it's not in stock at Ellington Auto Supply, well, they can order it with next day delivery. That's Ellington Auto Supply, where they treat you like family. Ellington Auto Supply, visit them today.
Don's Place in Ellington, the home of quality Clark Gasoline, invites you to stop in and check out their great stuff food and hot stuff pizza. Anytime is a good time for hot stuff. How about a smash hit sub made fresh to order and fast? Don's Place is open 7 days a week to serve your needs with quality Clark Gasoline or hot stuff food. Don's Place in Ellington, a proud supporter of the community they serve.
The Clearwater School District in Piedmont would like to take this opportunity to wish the best of luck to all the players in the AV Thanksgiving Tournament. The Clearwater School District knows that it takes a lot of time, dedication, and hard work to be a winning team. The Tigers have shown that they have what it takes to succeed. And the Clearwater School District sends the best of luck to all the players in the AV Thanksgiving Tournament.
Savings that make you go wow from your local Country Mart and Town and Country supermarkets. USDA quality whole tube ground beef, $1.68 a pound. Red Baron pizzas, classic brick oven or thin crust pizza, 14 to 24 ounces, 3 for $9. And Hickory Country sliced bacon 16-ounce package by Kraft Oscar Mayer, 2 for $5. All these great deals and more from your friends at your local Country Mart and Town and Country supermarkets in Bonterre, Park Hills, and Farmington.
Seconds on the clock. Miner shaking. 17, 16. He's been deadly tonight. Watch for him to take the final shot. 10, 9, 8. Miner shaking. Loses the basketball. It's on the floor. Is anybody going to get
Ellington
a timeout?
Ellington got it. Oh, they called a jump ball.
And the arrow favors West County. The arrow favors West County with 5.1. The Bulldogs will have to work quickly.
I thought Richards got possession of it on his own.
I thought for sure they were going to give Richards the timeout. They did not. West County breathes a new life as Miner Shagan lost it on the drive with 5 seconds to Jones, to Vincent with three. Pratt, they've got to get it off. They're not going to. He does. At the buzzer, Jacob Miner Shagan just did it. And this place is going insane. Jacob Miner Shagan just knocked off the defending champions. 41-38, the West County Bulldogs win just their second ever Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament Championship. Unbelievable. You talk about clutch. You talk about a championship performance. Jacob Miner Shagan embodied that tonight. Unbelievable.
And he was out of time, too. That wasn't even a terribly good look. It was contested. It was at the last possible moment, but it doesn't matter.
And we have Jacob Miner Shagan joining us on our post-game show at this time. You just heard the dramatics there. Jacob, it's not the first time you've hit that kind of shot, but tonight, I mean, it was wire-to-wire, just excitement throughout. Walk me through, after the ball goes out of bounds, you guys retain possession, 5 seconds left. What happened?
Oh, Bull just had to calm us all down. We was all jittery. We was all nervous. You know, obviously, there's not very much time left on the clock, and he drew the play. We run it perfect. I bobbled it when I went to catch it, just had to get it off.
Did you think it got out of your hand in time?
Yeah, I knew it got off in time. It wasn't a very good look. I didn't feel confident in it until it went in.
So coming out of your hand, did you think it was going in? I guess not.
No, it was. I wasn't even facing the rim or nothing like that. That was just an awful shot for me, but thank God it went in.
So West County, in 90 years of this thing, has two of these. You're the reason there's two. You hit the buzzer beater. In 14, you hit a buzzer beater this night. What's that like?
It's an amazing feeling. Our team, West County, we're good at having a lot of heart, a lot of guts. We never quit. We grinded out. We knew coming into tonight that they wasn't going to give it to us by no means. They're a tough team, and we just had to battle through it. It was tough.
As a player, what's it like not only to play in this environment but do what you just did in this environment?
Words can't even describe it.
It almost has a state championship type of feel, and it's the first week of the season.
Yes, we take this tournament very serious. I mean, yeah, we've only won it twice, but every year we take it dead serious, just like it is the Final Four of the state. We play like it's the last week for the seniors every time.
So what do you guys have to do from here on out? Because this is a pinnacle to start the season, winning this tournament, something that everybody yeah. wants to do. You guys did it. How do you carry this through the rest of the season?
We learned tonight that defense was going to help us out a lot. Monday night, we didn't play very good defense as a team. And Fredericktown stayed with us, hung it out. We ended up pulling out that win. And then last night when we played amazing defense all the way through the game. And that just carried over into tonight. We're going to carry it through the rest of the season.
You know what your stat line was tonight? You know, points you finished
no,
with? You finished with 27 of the 41. Did it feel like it?
No.
Not at all?
Not at all. I was just playing the game, taking my shots when they came.
How nice is it to send home the Purple Faithful with this kind of night?
It's awesome.
Jacob, I appreciate awesome. You coming on the post game with us. Happy Thanksgiving and congrats, brother.
Thank you. You too.
That's Captain Clutch, Jacob Minor-Sagan, joining us on the Coles Tractor Equipment post game show. And just a phenomenal performance from that young fella tonight. 27 points is what he finishes with of the team's 41. And the West County Bulldogs come through in the clutch with Jacob Minor-Sagan hitting a big shot. Let me yell at Marshawn Morrissey. Marshawn! You going to skip our post game, brother? Come on now. You know I love you. I have Marshawn Morrissey jump onto the post game with us.
You're fun to watch.
Put Big Baby a headset on. You're going to have to stretch that thing out. It was on her head all night. Marshawn got a headset on, joining us on the post game show. Marshawn, you guys win this thing last year against the West County team. You're on the doorstep tonight. The last play, how it unfolds, it looks like Richards has the tie-up. The ball goes to West County. Minor-Sagan gets that shot off. Did you think it was going?
The way I know it's been going, I figured it'd go in. The way I've been shooting at the free throw line, that always comes back and bites me in the butt. So it was a hell of a shot, but that's just how our night went, and we just got to suck it up and move on.
I talked to Coach Peterson before the game. He said, if we end up on the wrong side of this, it's going to come down to turnovers and free throws. Do you think that just you guys maybe were feeling like you had to?
We knew coming in they were going to get into us. The game before, our KVAD did a good job of that the first half, so we knew that they were going to get into us, and we've been working on free throws because we know it's been a weakness ever since we came up since a freshman. So, yeah, it was a little bit of a pressure thinking we had to, but we've been here before. We're all seniors. We're experienced, so it ain't nothing we couldn't handle, but it was just a heck of a game by them.
You know, something I wish somebody would have told me when I was your age is, one, self-control is not easy, and two, the next thing that you really got to think about is, you know, how you respond, how you're going to take that next step. And when you guys have a little bit of humble pie tonight, you know, you come out defending champion, the only way to go is up.
Yep.
So how do you guys go up?
We're going to hit the gym, take care of some things this Sunday, take care of a lot of things, and we're going to take tonight one step at a time. This is hard for all of us, but it's a good wake-up call that we needed this far, and I hope everybody benefits from it.
So the next game you guys have around the corner, personally, what do you want to improve upon?
My free throw game, definitely. There's no reason why I'm shooting that bad from the free throw line. There's absolutely no reason. It came back and got us today, but you best believe I'm going to be working on it. And our overall guard play, we'll be all right.
Yeah, it just seems like after Chilton graduated last year without Sean, you guys still trying to learn a little bit.
Yeah, you can't replace Sean. I mean, he's our team leader, but we got to. He graduated, he moved on, so we got to pick up the pieces he left and put them together somehow. But this tournament's really important, but our main goal is getting that district championship at the end. And hopefully this is, like you said, humble pie, and this will turn some heads and wake up and realize we need to do something about it.
Marshawn, I appreciate you coming up on the post game, man. It's always fun to watch you.
I appreciate it.
I'm kind of disappointed. I had some serious dunk calls for you last night. I wish you could hear them, but maybe we'll see you at Dream Team.
Yeah, I hope.
But the way that things are starting, looking pretty good for you.
I appreciate it.
Marshawn, I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We'll see
night.
You at Black River League.
Yes, sir.
That's Marshawn Morrissey of the Ellington Whippets joining us on the post game show. I appreciate Marshawn, Coach Peterson, Coach LeBrier coming up, Minor-Sagan coming up. So let's go ahead and wrap this thing up.
And I got to give a shout-out, too, to Marshawn and to Coach Peterson. After a loss like that, the last thing you want to do a lot of times is come talk to us media schmoes, but, you know, do it graciously. And, you know, both guys, you know, both Marshawn and Coach Peterson, you know, they realize what needs to be improved upon. This is still a very, very good Ellington team that made it to state last year, and the pieces are certainly there for them to do it again. But, you know, sometimes you need a loss like this early in the year to realize, you know, hey, we're good, but we're not great yet, but we can get there.
Yeah, it was very cool to see two well-spoken young men come on to the post-game show, and Miner Sagan and Marshawn Morrissey joining us. Let's go ahead and wrap this thing up as your 90th Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament champions are the West County Bulldogs, 41-38 over the Ellington Whippets. For Jordan Slocum, as my color commentator, play-by-play in our first game, Matt Greenwood kicking off the engineering, Christian Cooper wrapping things up, Chelsea Pounds, statistics galore from her tonight. And that will do it for us. For myself, I will see you next time. So, for Greg Armbruster, that's me. Till next time, you be good. At least try and be good at it. Have a happy Thanksgiving, y'all. We'll see you.